July 7th, 2026.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
I still hear commentators, reporters, talk show hosts all the time saying, today's a slow news day. You gotta have an IQ below room temperature to ever think that. We're in the fourth turning. The old corrupt system is dying. That always creates explosive results. You add to that nuclear weapons, biological weapons, 10 billion people, instant speed of light communications, and all of the Satanism we got going on, and you've got a recipe for absolute fiery conflagrations. Every broadcast becomes more intense. I mean, it is unbelievable the news we've got. Federal court rules that Amish can be forcibly injected. That means everybody else. Supreme Court's got to come in and block that. Absolute violation of Nuremberg Code. We've got Oregon. This is quietly happening in New Jersey, California, Illinois, Washington State. It's over 14 states. And I saw this going in the last few years, and now parents are freaking out. Oh, at age 12, they say the children now have control over their medical rights. Can't buy a pack of cigarettes, can't buy liquor, can't join the military, but we can cut your penis off if you decide. And it's about more than just that. It's about suicide. It's about euthanasia. Same stuff in Canada, the Netherlands. And so the parents are posting it, showing it. Their kid goes to the doctor. Their kid goes to the hospital. They try to get in their patient portal. Oh, sorry, HIPAA, you don't get access. We passed a law. I mean, the magnitude of that. Oh, yes. And they have all the parental rights stuff being thrown out the window while they bring in internet ID around the world, including here, to protect the children from pornography while they brainwash them with pro-pedophile pornography in the schools. That's just two of the stories. It's being reported that Mitch McConnell is brain dead. His wife fled to China. She's a known Chi-Com agent. Her sister died mysteriously in Texas a few years ago, being driven into a pond on the LBJ Ranch in Johnson City outside Austin. And he's been a known Chi-Com agent, their big Republican agent. It's 10-1 Democrats being Chi-Com agents, but he and his wife are Chi-Com agents on record. That's why he votes against America consistently. So he's brain dead. I guess she's fled over there to mind all her billions and to tie up loose ends. We've got the dirtbag, as Senator Fetterman calls him. Dead man walking following newest allegations with Graham Planter reportedly raping an ex-girlfriend, allegedly. But it's par for the course for these guys. We're supposed to believe a woman, so it must be true. He's not allowed to say he's innocent either. If he does that, she can get a $70-something million judgment like E. Jean Carroll. Cannot say you're innocent. I think the same rules that apply to Trump should apply to him. He is guilty, period. Out of the race, Republican wins. Of course, I don't like how that works, but that's how the Democrats set it up. So they're telling him to resign. Bye-bye. And he might have raped his ex-girlfriend, but the world will never know, will we? So we're going to be breaking everything down on those lines. Netanyahu's now come out and seconded his national security advisor and others. He says Turkey is the next military enemy to be hit, the largest conventional military in Europe, unless you count Russia as Europe. And they've got a lot of high-tech weapons, including ours. So they're about to get our latest fighter jets. Wow, talk about biting off more you can chew, Netanyahu. You couldn't even take all of Gaza. Now you want to take on Iran and Turkey. How about you take on the sun next, or maybe Godzilla? Cuckoo town.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
We've got a lot more. Oh, it's a big J6 news just broke. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back. Masses more straight ahead.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Fortune tanto vorrà, sì, la tipo socialis, fortu amici vorrà, su tra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, so 7-7. We have another incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Man, I tell you, I am fired up! And so let me go over the news that we've got for you here today. Let me just judicially, as best as I can, judiciously is the word, not judicially, judiciously, go over the news and information for you. We have Bank of America and a lot of other big mega banks warning of a major stock market crash. We'll be getting to all of that. We also have a slow in the last 4 months of deportations. Now it's expanded and accelerated to record levels, 10,000 a week. So that's some good signs and a lot of news on that front, a large vital stack of information we're going to be getting to. We also have Judicial Watch, who sued, releases 1,000 hours of D.C. Metro Police body cam footage from January 6th protest, 1,630 videos, dig in. And they have discovered some very interesting audio that we'll be getting to coming up during this hour. I'm just going to leave it at that. Also, we have the Iranians now going into the final day of the memorial service that's lasted 5 days, started last Friday, of the Ayatollah who was killed and some of the things they're up to and the things they're doing. And we have Israeli settlers pouring into Syria and into Lebanon to take part of the country. And we have the Israeli response and the ambassador visiting the United States. Some of his statements, quite a large, interesting stack there, with Benjamin Netanyahu on Fox News saying the next military target is Turkey. Can't even take out Gaza. That's still ongoing. Hamas is still there. That's only 140 square miles, but you want Iran that's 4,500 plus and 90 million people, not 5 million like Gaza. And you want Lebanon and you want Syria and now you want Turkey. And they want us to join in that. But Trump gets along with Erdogan and says Erdogan's always done everything he asked. And so that's a little bit of a problem. And Trump has spoken out about that and said hands off Turkey. So not all is well with the little swan boat going through the Love Canal with Netanyahu and Trump. We have big scandals with the man who was a few points ahead in the polls. Democrats begin pulling Planter endorsements after main candidate faces sexual assault allegations by his ex-girlfriend. Says that after they'd broken up, he dropped by and raped her. who knows if it's true, but you're not supposed to question a woman, so he's obviously guilty. He's got to drop out. Senator John Fetterman calls dirtbag Graham Planter a dead man walking following newest allegations. And I got to tell you, I don't have x-ray vision. I can't read thoughts, at least not all the time. But following this guy, his MO, the things he's done, his background, yeah, you know, I lean towards thinking it probably true. Who knows? But how do we know? But I'll get into that. We're also going to get into some really dangerous developments on parental rights and human rights. Federal court rules against Amish families in religious exemption case will force inject children. That violates the Nuremberg Code. It's a total nightmare. There is no law. You have to take shots. It's all color of law. The Supreme Court must take action now. That dovetails with a whole bunch of states that have passed laws. Now it's implemented, like Oregon, where when your child hits 12, California, Illinois, Washington State, you can't make medical decisions, and you can't get on their portal, and you can't read, even though you're paying the bills and pay for the insurance. You don't get to know anything or talk to the doctor. That's the state swooping in, not just to get them into transgender fast track, but for euthanasia, because Canada's about 5 years ahead of us, so is the Netherlands and the UK. So nightmare information there that we got to get ahead of and expose big time. Conservatives fight against license renewals for ABC news stations because of ABC having comedy shows that are anti-Republican, anti-Trump, and because of The View and all their behavior, and now they're pulling all of these leftist guests off. Folks, almost no one watches ABC News anymore. They used to have 35 million viewers back when the country only had 200 million people in it. Now we're 350 million. They got a couple million viewers on the average news show. There are other shows, even The View has a few million. Why are we trying to censor like they do? You don't become your enemy. We don't tolerate censorship by anybody. But it is the old clauses that the federal government directs major national broadcast media. That goes back to the Cold War. And the Democrats directed it before and coordinated. The FBI paid for deplatforming people under Obama and Biden. That's all been declassified, or much of it's been declassified. Judges have ordered more of it released. But then we need to get rid of that. We need to dismantle that. Not have Trump go around and get Stephen Colbert canceled. The guy had like a million viewers. The other shows had gotten down to like a million. That's nothing. Johnny Carson used to have 35 to 40 million viewers in this country when, again, there were 200 million to 230 million people. I mean, that was big because there wasn't a lot of competition and the show was entertaining and nice and fun and relaxing at the end of the day. Not a bunch of political crap. I mean, I wish there was stuff, movies I could see that were political. I wish there was comedy I could see that's political. But you just can't get away from it, so nothing's ever relaxing. That's why just taking a hike or, you know, grilling steaks in the backyard's my way I get away. So, yeah, Pew survey, growing censorship, skepticism towards federal censorship of online speech. We don't want to become what we're fighting. The left lies, too. Republicans have banned thousands of books. No. School boards found out you're giving them pro-pedophilia, graphic, illustrated novels that aren't illegal because it's not real child exploitation, child rape. But, I mean, I've looked at the books, and it's the closest I've ever been to seeing child porn. I mean, it is kids being abused by adults. I mean, inserting genitalia into their body parts. I mean, you've seen the stuff that's out there. It's unbelievable. That's not censorship. It's not prohibition to not sell Jack Daniels to a 12-year-old or cigarettes. It's the same thing. So they're the censors. They're out of control. And all this stuff Trump's doing is totally ineffectual because no one's even watching this stuff. So I'm going to be getting to that today as well. And also big leftist Antifa Soros-funded groups have put out battle plans about what they plan to do once they get back in power. And these deranged lunatics say prison for MAGA supporters, stripping voting rights, stealing your 401ks, and more. And we have lots of new Democrat Socialists of America, really communist, videos out of what they're planning to do. And they're set right now, looks like, to win about 15 seats in the Congress. So there is a large portion of people in this country that are ready for the free lunch, even though there's really no such thing in this universe. So I'm going to begin plowing into all of this over the next 4 hours and more. I just mentioned about a third of my stacks here. We've got the Islamicists and all the church burning. There's at least three or four large cathedrals burned down in the last 24 hours. Another dozen or so churches torched by Muslims. They caught a lot of Muslims in the act. They let them out when they do it. And then in one case in France where they burned down a cathedral last year, the head priest took the guy into his home and the African Muslim stabbed him to death. But we got a bunch of churches getting burned down. We got Russia obliterating huge weapons factories and giant fireworks displays happening from that. We've got big developments on the Iran front. And so much more today. But the first thing I wanted to get to is the great work of Judicial Watch. Did you know that there were people there on January 6th as the violence started and as the Capitol was being breached that got up on a bullhorn and told thousands of people, don't go in the building, it's a new Kent State, people are going to get killed, you're being set up, they're going to claim this was a rebellion, they're going to try to bring in martial law. I went around for an hour and bullhorned at different points, and I got permission from the police to go up on one side of the Capitol and get thousands to not break through that door. And we have our own body cam footage. We've put it out now that Band.Video video got shut down. We need to re-upload all that to X. But I show all that, and I walk up to the police, and I say, go to your captain and go to your intelligence head and tell them, I know there's a high-powered speaker system inside and outside the Capitol. Tell everyone to leave. Tell everyone to not breach the Capitol. And then right around then, they started breaching through the south side where the inauguration was supposed to be. And they go, and about 5 minutes later, come back and say, no, we're not going to do it. And I said, well, and it's all on tape. In fact, I'm going to go have that dug back out and edit together kind of a quicker version of it. Please put the whole thing out. It's hours of it. And it's historic, and I'll tell you why this is a big deal here in a moment. And I said, well, at least let me go up on the steps. And they said, you can do whatever you want. And I said, no, this is unlawful assembly, you guys are going to say. I, as an agent of peace, citizen action, like citizen arrest, I want to go up there and get people not break through. And they're throwing flashbangs out, and it's all going off. They said, fine, use your free speech how you want. We had video of it. I said, fine. So I went back up there as well. Well, now in the 1,000 hours, 1,630 videos, Judicial Watch releases over 1,000 hours of D.C. Metro Police body cam footage from January 6th protest, 1,630 videos, people are digging through. They found multiple videos of the intelligence section of the Capitol Police saying Alex Jones is here trying to get people off the Capitol to not breach. He's trying to lead them around the other side of the building to where they have a stage. And we had our stage up by the Supreme Court, and Trump was supposed to come. But as you know, that I was supposed to lead the march. But before I even got there, they started flashbanging and pepper spraying and rubber bulleting people, and they had provocateurs breaking through. But I showed up right as they were about to get in the Capitol. I tried to stop them. Now, what's interesting is the Wall Street Journal ran a headline, Jones at a safe distance commanded the forces of evil to break in. They had to retract that, of course. But people saw this video, this audio, heard it, and thought, oh, my God, they were tracking Jones. They're spying on him. No. That's them coming, and now as people go through the videos, more's coming out, where they're indeed talking about Jones wants us to turn on the emergency speakers. And I know we've got tape of this by the evening as well, because I heard it, because we'd rented a space on a building across the street where the rest of the media does it. You'd hear it blaring louder than I thought they were about anyone caught near the Capitol grounds will be arrested. Such and such emergency has been declared unlawful assembly. Do not come on the Capitol grounds or you'll be arrested. And they were still fighting, quote, people. There were still people refusing to leave, even though it was a minority of them. There's like a million showed up, plus, but hundreds of thousands there. There were still thousands roving around when this was going on. And it was blaring loudspeakers. And they could have turned those on. Here's the takeaway. Did you know they could have stopped it like this? They could have turned on the huge bullhorns they've got every 50 yards or so all around the Capitol building, inside the Capitol, and out on trees. And that night, once we left off the top of the building where we were getting footage of it after we left the Capitol, we were 5-6 blocks away going into a restaurant, and it was blaring down. You could hear it from 5, 6, 7 blocks away. So we need to get that footage. I'm telling Rob Dews listening right now and McBreen, get it all. Get the body cam, get the footage, get the archives, not just the one time I famously first got up on a whole pallet of chairs that were folded up still, so it was a big square box of chairs. People, the news said I climbed up on a truck. No, I didn't. It was a box of chairs that hadn't been unpacked. And I say, you know, don't go in. It'll be a Kent State. It's a setup. But then I go in 4 or 5 more times over an hour and a half and do the same thing and try to get people not to go in the Capitol. And then I saw hundreds of paramilitary with full auto guns showing up and snipers setting up. And I said, I'm not endangering my crew. We're out of here. But I did my best as a steward. And we were totally set up. But again, people don't care. There's all the video of me talking to the police and saying, turn on your loudspeakers, tell everybody leave. I know that's standard procedure. But they do care now that the body cam footage is coming out of that. And there's more. So go ahead and let's roll just the first time I got up and told everybody not to go in, just a small excerpt of it. I'm going to post all of it by tomorrow, maybe even today. And then let's go to one of the new pieces of audio and video. Thanks to your judicial watch suing to get it. And this isn't about me, though I'm in this, you know, part of history at the center of it. That's a side issue. It's about the truth that they, standard procedure, and I already knew this by studying the Capitol before, and they've used it before, during emergencies or tornadoes nearby or something, you know, they say get out of the Capitol or go in the basement. Huge loudspeakers everywhere. Like the voice of Oz, I am the mighty Oz, tremble before me. They didn't use it. Ask yourself why. And I'm like, hey, isn't it standard procedure? And the cops were like, that's a good idea. We have it on tape, but well, let me talk to him. Come back. No, you got to do that. What are you doing? People are going to get killed. And then about 30 minutes after that, they kill Ashley Babbitt. And we're there, and they bring out the stretcher acting like she's alive. And I'm like, oh, that's somebody that's hurt. She goes right by me. I mean, this is insane. And I'm not a trained FBI agent. They had hundreds of them in there, provocateur and breaking through, and Antifa. Imagine one of those FBI guys, you know, could have gone in. But the head of the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, was organizing it all. She admitted it was a setup. She bragged in her daughter's own documentary. She's so arrogant. And here's the smoking gun proof. The smoking gun proof that they had loudspeakers and a set policy and a set directives that if people are breaching or there's an out-of-control mob, to use the loudspeakers to tell them to disperse. But we're out there while they're flashbanging and shooting people with rubber bullets, and they're not saying disperse, leave. They're just shooting on rubber bullets. The known CIA lady who was a Capitol Police, who then has been implicated in some of the other events, she was reportedly one of the first to shoot people with rubber bullets when a few provocateurs throw bottles of water, who it turns out were for NGOs. So FBI undercover, NGOs, foreign militaries, Israelis, Ukrainian intelligence, it's all come out, we're there. And that's how all this operates. So here's some of the original footage. We're going to dig out the rest. Just remember, I was banned off the internet then, so the only people that banned off video saw this. It was taken down by the Democrats and by Bloomberg and the CIA that shut us down. They didn't get InfoWars in court. That failed, but they did get it shut down for now. I'm going to leave it at that. Lots happening behind the scenes. They messed up pretty bad, but leave it at that. You'll just see. And then they tried to indict me. I had to testify before Congress. They tried to say that I orchestrated it and was an insurrectionist, and that I was involved in a conspiracy with the Oath Keepers and with the Proud Boys, and they tried to pressure them to say me and Trump gave them orders to do it. They let them out of jail. None of them lied about me or Trump, thank God. This is all on record, folks. When I'm on record there trying to stop it and explaining to the police, we know how to stop this. So here is my first footage. Everybody's already seen it, and then we'll go to the new footage from the Capitol Police, the Judicial Watch got. And there's a lot more than this, but here it is.
Listen to me. Listen to me. We've got a permit on the other side. It's great that this happened, but the Trump's not going to come when we've taken this over. We're not Antifa. We're not the Arab. You're amazing. I love you. Let's march around to the other side. And let's not fight the police and give the system what they want. We are peaceful. We won this election. And as much as I love seeing the Trump flags flying over this, we need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story. I'm going to march to the other side where we have a stage where we can speak and occupy peacefully. Tell everybody behind you, march to the other side. March to the other side. You guys are better. You guys are great. But the police provocateurs have caused a problem, and the police are throwing flashbangs. We don't want to have a Kent State here. So, I love you. We're saving the Republic. This is beautiful. But please tell everyone you know, march to the other side.
Please start to make a path for us back there.
We're going to march. Trump is going to speak over here. Trump is coming. Trump is going to be on the other side. So march with us. Go slow. Come on, man. Yes. Tell people behind you, come off the stage. We're not stealing the stage from the Democrats, man. You've done a great job. Come on off of there. Let's peacefully.
And that's from a documentary, the version they found that plays music over it. In post for X and Rumble. Get the clean one from Dude. Put it up. Thanks. No big deal. I just, some documentary. Now, let's go to some of the new footage released the Judicial Watch got of the Capitol Police. Well, they're talking about me trying to get people off the Capitol and to not storm the Capitol. Here it is.
Alex Jones is advising them to back off the police lines and start marching around the Capitol, per Intel 1.
Pressure Grundy, I need JDU 42 up here now. 42, where are you? We're coming along B Street right now. Coming up on the...
And I told the police, I said, here's the paperwork. I was permitted with it in the group. Trump's coming. We got a stage over on the backside by the Supreme Court. Tell everybody on your speakers, go around where Trump's going to be, because that'll get them to go. Didn't do it. Guaranteed plan would have worked. I got there as the breach was about to happen. We would have stopped him. Ashley wouldn't have died. Three people wouldn't have died. But instead, the Capitol Police, under Pelosi's orders, stood down. And there's more facts, more proof, and more videos coming out. We have more video, new video. It's all coming up. Masses of news straight ahead. Now the truth's coming out of the Fesurrection. We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of theAlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot Apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com. No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world. That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny. Because the ideas we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. If we don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide, then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist, death cult, depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel. The widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off, and all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market, buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best highest rate on the market, buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boosts your testosterone and more, buy one, get one free. As I said, up to 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40, the highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff lost leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026. Help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all. We're extending the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Show, but when we archive this live show today, probably go up at like 3:30 Central, about 30 minutes after the show it goes up, we will put the whole documentary out. Because back when we put this out, the only place we were on was radio stations, some TV stations, and InfoWars. Now we're AlexJonesLive.com. And so, yeah, millions did see it on Manda video that's been taken down now, but this needs to get out because, oh, everything I say in the 10-minute documentary is now being released in the Capitol police intelligence videos and their radio chatter. And I just played you a clip. There's more of Alex Jones is trying to stop people breaching. He's trying to get people to go around the building to where they have a stage. And we just showed you the permit on screen for TV viewer. We just showed you, excerpts of the little documentary. And very important documentary. By little, it's short. And we just showed you the permanent area in the stage for Trump and all the rest of it. We were totally set up. And they have giant loudspeakers, over 50 of them outside, over 30 inside the building. You can look it up. Big ones. PA systems. You know, like when you were in school and a kid and you'd miss school or you'd been in a fight and it'd be like, Alex Jones, please come to the assistant principal's office. Or a hall monitor would come and say, wasn't always me, but sometimes. Oh, we hear you got in a fight at lunch and the kid told on you. Well, he started it, calling the witnesses. Yeah, Bobby hit him first. Sorry, I knocked your teeth out. The point is that they turned them on later in the afternoon. It was blaring so loud, like, unlawful assembly, you'll be arrested. You're not to be on the Capitol grounds or within 300 yards of the grounds. I mean, just blaring. We have the video of that. In fact, I know a lot of that's in this documentary, but I want to make sure all the snippets of me talking to the cops, because there's the famous one of me up the first thing saying, don't go in, they're going to kill you. This is going to be a Kent State. They're setting us up. But it's me telling the police. And people at Bandai Video got to see it, but nobody else. I wasn't on Twitter, wasn't on Instagram, wasn't on YouTube. And I could just see endless videos of talk show hosts and administration officials. We know Jones orchestrated it with Trump. They'll be going to prison. And then I've got grand juries, and I got to hire lawyers, and I'm testifying in front of Congress. Then they destroyed my testimony. That came out in the news, and 90-plus percent of the other testimonies, because it embarrassed them. I said, you guys all did it. Pelosi did it. You're a criminal. I'm not answering your questions. You're criminals. You're going to claim I perjured myself. I said, Schiff, you've already been caught falsifying documents and falsifying emails and falsifying evidence. Remember all that? They had to get pardons for their J6 committee that wasn't a real committee. Under law, the Republicans get to vote on who they want on the committee. Instead, it was Kinzinger and Cheney, and those are the Republicans. So imagine knowing we were set up. Imagine knowing I was there. Trump went on within an hour of it going on and said, get out, don't do there. This isn't what I said. And Twitter just banned his video. Bloop, gone, banned everywhere, so you couldn't hear what the president had to say. Then Fox News wouldn't have him on. CNN wouldn't have him on. Remember all that? Remember? You think they wanted me in front of them for an hour going, you're a criminal, and you're a criminal, and you're scum. You're all going to go to prison for this. You hear me? Jamie Raskin? And they were just like, yeah, they, no wonder they destroyed that, which is another federal crime. And it wasn't just me. People tore the living snot out of them. You know how many hearings they've had about me over the years in Congress where they trash me? And many times I've sat there in the audience while they're trashing me, and I don't get to respond. Anyways, I'm having flashbacks. It's so insane. Yeah, that's at another hearing where they're playing clips of me. Or that was before my testimony, yeah. So it's like me saying, we're going to D.C. next week in the information war to take our country back. And then they cut it where I say peacefully. His show's called War. Just like at Bunker Hill, he who shoots first tends to lose. We do not come here for a war, but if they mean to have one, wait till they fire first and we'll give them a war. That's my thinking is the forebears. The creme de la creme of intellectual, historical understanding and incredible brawn and strength and perseverance. You want to know who I follow? It's not Karl Marx. It's not Aleister Crowley. It's not Adolf Hitler. George Washington. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams. That's who I follow. I've read their writings. I've read their books. I've I probably read 10 books on Washington. More than that, probably. Probably 20 on Jefferson. Dozens on our forebears. Gone and binged in the National Archives online reading George Washington letters. Oh, I want to read about tobacco. I want to read about, I'm going to read about him going on a trip. I'm going to read about him in the Illuminati, fighting the Illuminati. It's just like I'm reading George Washington's scans of handwritten notes. It's just, you can't stop. The more you learn, the cooler it gets. So, but let me just finish on this, and I got huge news. Judicial Watch releases over 1,000 hours of D.C. Metro body cam. People have just gone through a little bit of it. We're now getting sent more videos of them talking about me trying to stop it. But that's why I'm going to put it like in a documentary we'll throw together for tomorrow, because just so much is coming in. But this is smoking gun stuff, though. Because now we're going to dovetail it with them on the radios. Now we know they went and told them, yeah, and went and told the head of the police. All I got to do is get on your speakers, as if they needed me to tell them that. Later, they open the doors up and wave them through velvet ropes and then charge them. Set up, set up, set up. And a lot of Capitol Police went public and said that, and they got fired. And the Capitol Police you see on TV lying are the lapdogs that, you know, Sean Penn's making a movie about. Proven liars. Another headline here, breaking. Can't we put it as the best job on J6, other than our coverage. Police officer reveals 350 FBI agents were ready to deploy and were near the Capitol on J6 and newly released body cam footage. Yeah, but they didn't show up with their automatic weapons and their camo until after Babbitt was killed and after they'd let everybody in about 3 hours into it. Just important. No, and here's another one. Attorney Ty Clevenger drops bombshell. FBI hid hundreds of Seth Rich documents in previously hidden skiff room at headquarters, mixed with burn bags intended for destruction. But somebody got lazy and didn't burn them or left them on purpose. That happens a lot. Good guys. A lot of good guys in there. It's just true. But they got to keep their head down and keep it secret. And we already knew this from Tulsi Gabbard. She found out that's where this comes from, but now the lawyers are getting a hold of it. Of course, the Democrats killed him. So I'm done talking about that now, but that is a big, big deal. Now, I want to get into Israel, and I don't want to spend all day on this because I want to open the phones up today. I want to cover a bunch of other news. I'm really prepared today, but I did just spend, 40 minutes on... Well, I spent about 15 on news coming up, then about 15 on this, because it's a big deal. I mean, if I wasn't at the center of it, I'd be covering it just as much. This is smoking gun stuff. I'll be covering the pipe bomber and being the feds and the patsy they're setting up and, all this stuff, because this is their narrative that conservatives and Christians are these violent demons that overthrow things and steal elections when they're the ones on record doing it. But let me tell you something extremely exciting we're announcing right now. Listen to me carefully. I went to Bigley, our sponsor, and now the owner of the Alex Jones Network, and we brought them in a few years ago, and I said, obviously, I want the highest quality gravity-fed filters. I said, here's the top brands. Their markup is 150%. We can do markup of 70, 80%, still turn good funding profit, undercut all of them. Here's the specs. This stuff isn't even patented. You can make it better. Here's the best factories. I gave it all to them. Took them almost 2 years to get it done. And it came back the most beautiful, highest quality stainless steel, the highest quality filters, even a new level. They had the factories make it even better. We've compared the testing. It's posted at thealexjones.com. And I told them also, I said, people need shower filters. And I said, here's the highest specs. Here's the sponsors I had before. We always sell the best. I said, go out and make something as good or better. Year and a half later, they came in. I put it in 2 days ago at my house. Unbelievable. Let's roll some B-roll of them. This baby is incredible. And yes, it's got the straight frog seal of approval on it. The straight frog seal of approval right in the middle of the big, wide, powerful, strong flow head that screws on in just seconds into any shower head system. Takes seconds. No plumbers needed. Is the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head. And the replacement filters are only $30. So every 160 showers, 180 showers, it begins to not be at 99% reduction. There's whole studies, we got it tested and all that stuff. So, and of course it would obviously, you know, go a lot longer than that. It's just you're not going to be at 99%. It's going to, you know, cause it's a heavy flow. That's why these are really powerful. Heavy flow, but it still cuts it out 99% in hundreds of chemicals. A few that are super small and tiny, like fluoride, 95%. And we I've got all the studies right here. I'll show you your top third party, you know, testing laboratories on it. Now, obviously, with the gravity-fed filter, we can say thousands of chemicals at non-detectable levels. The feds don't let you say it's not in there. They say with a spectrometer, electron microscope, or other these special testing systems, non-detectable. Well, that's because it's drip, drip, drip. It takes a few hours for 3 gallons to go through. This is, and you get 99% on almost every chemical, a few deadly things like fluoride, 95%, but I'll take it. You understand? So this mitigates it 95%+. And when you look up at the little straight frog seal of approval, you know, you're also putting into your water table, back into the water system, water that's been cleaned 95% to 99%, depending on the chemicals. So that makes the frogs really happy. But the most important thing is your wife, your husband, your children. There are gender bending chemicals in there. Most big cities have at least part of their water. LA's mostly toilet to tap, where they take the sewer water with the tampons and the birth control and the Prozac and all the speed and thousands of other drugs and chemicals and toxins. And they send it through these big, huge, complex, expensive systems. And they put all these chemicals in it and chlorine. And then it's called toilet to tap. Look up your town or city and say, is Los Angeles, what cities in Los Angeles, there's a bunch of cities, what cities in Los Angeles are toilet to tap? Last time I checked, it was over 80%. Just test my memory. Just look it up. Toilet to tap, boys and girls. If you are drinking tap water, you are insane. And if you are showering in tap water, you are bonker town. So on average, every 6 months, I have a similar unit that's not even as good as this, but one of the top of the line ones. I go pay $100-something. I get it. You know, that's the head, and then it's like $35-40 for replacement, and I got a stack of them, you know, under the sink in my bathroom, and then just every 6 months or so, I got it on my Google Calendar. I just go unscrew it and screw it on. This is the same system, but it looks even better than the ones in stores that cost a little bit more than this unit at regular price. So this is an insane deal. Look at this. Comes in a really, really nice box, too. AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head, and it is just amazing, and it's got the little healthy, happy, not transgender frog seal of approval. Save the frogs, realalexjones.com. So there that is, and it's amazing. It's got the brochure, the facts. It's got the system to screw it on. Overhead shower, I'll show people this. Setting up, you just pull it out, unscrew the other shower head, screw it on, and then I would just say in 6 months, replace it. So that's on average about how many times you're taking a shower. And that's $30. So for the replacement. Now, let's look at what this does, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. The worst performing, it removes on chemicals 95.47%. The best, which is most of it, 99%. And I got the studies right here, I'll show you. But what you need to know about this is the amazing deal on it, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolutely amazing deal on this. It's normally $130. It's $100 right now for everyone, and as low as $66 for VIPs. So that is an amazing deal for everyone. You cannot beat that deal if you're a VIP. You cannot find anything like this for less than $100. So, and most of the time it's $130, $140. So retail $130, on sale for everybody at $99, $66 for VIPs right now on this bad boy at thealexjonesstore.com. And it will fund more reporters, more crew, everything we do. And it is a symbiotic relationship. So that it makes you healthier, makes you better. Because again, you absorb through your pores. I should have pointed this out up front. massive amounts of chemicals and things. And then you also breathe it in the steam in the hot water. And there's all the studies. Look up studies, how many toxins you get bathing and showering in the tap water system, which is a weapon they're hitting us with. So protect your children from the gender bending garbage. Protect yourself from it. It also makes a great gift for a wedding or a birthday or for your friends or for your family, especially if you're a VIP. $66. Now, 5,000 of these came in, more coming in 5 weeks. And I have a sneaking suspicion this is going to sell out in a week. This is something people have asked for. Let me show you. And I got to stop it. This is just an introductory thing here. Let me show you some of the studies here. Showerhead filter. And it's got the big groups that studied it. The lowest level chemical reduction, 95.47, because it's pushing through faster. 99.46. And it goes through all that. And we got the chemicals that are tested by SGS, one of the top labs, Standards Technical Services of Colorado. And overhead shot, please. And you can see all the certifications, stuff right there. And you can see the testing and the chemicals and, you know, there's a whole bunch of this stuff and what it does. So, a whole bunch of these. I'm not going to go over them all here, but they're going to, I think they've already posted those on the site, just like they did with the gravity fed filters. And again, those cut things out to non-detectable because they're slower. This just 95 to 99, which is a very smart thing to do. So, the AlexJonesStore.com, we're very excited about that. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, we've extended it due to listener request only until tonight at midnight, and then it is over. The 4th of July 250th anniversary mega sale does end tonight at midnight central. It absolutely has to because the methylene blue is about to sell out and the bovine colostrum is about to sell out. More comes in about 2 weeks, but they're like, hey, can you just end the sale so we can just sell out of the rest of it at regular prices? Probably a good business move. I said, okay, but one more day because people love it. You can get the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the methylene blue. Buy one, get one free, up to 60% off the other supplements, 50% off of the Patriot apparel. This is the biggest sale ever, and some of them are lost leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that try this stuff are going to love it so much that you're going to be hooked. 94% reorder on methylene blue, 92% reorder on the Irish sea moss, 90%+ reorder on all of the supplements other than the smelling salts. I'm into weightlifting. I didn't know people do this or people that are tired and work shifts do it. I was like, you guys want smelling salts? Yeah, listeners want it. And it's an okay seller, but it doesn't have a high reorder. You know why? Because a bottle of those smelling salts lasts like 10 years. It's a whole big bottle just of this stinking powder. And I mean, you get like this far away. It is true. Like truck drivers use it instead of drinking too much, you know, coffee and stuff. They'll just, and I mean, it works. I didn't know how popular it was, but I was like, hey, this isn't reselling. And they're like, yeah, that's because you really, one bottle lasts like 10 years. So kind of just answered my question there. But everything else, 90% reorder rate. When you first started out, it was like 80%. Now it's 90. The best is methylene blue, 94% reorder rate. Nobody has got that. And we're selling out. There's only 5,000 of them of the silver coin 250th with the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776. United States of America, 250. The other side, the American Eagle. The other side, the American flag with the American Eagle. It is an awesome coin. They're $99 for VIPs. They're $117.17 for everybody else. So we make 40-something bucks on that as a fundraiser. I'm not selling it as a silver investment. It's an investment in freedom and fighting tyrants and exposing the globalists. Because I'm a man of action, folks. I mean, who else on Jan 6 said it's a trap? Don't go in. Everybody else just sat there, I'm sorry, you know, watching the cops wave them in to be set up. I could see what's going on. And it's on every other case. Who goes down and grabs smugglers and grabs kids away from people illegally sticking kids in the back of hatchbacks? We do it. I wish everybody else was like this. Who else goes and charges in to Bohemian Grove and exposes it? Who else goes out in armored vehicle with Antifa attacking us? Who else called out 9/11 on day one? Who else will call out the Iran war, who the conservatives listen to? Not from some communist perspective. We will do it. I will do what I believe is right. I will do what I believe is right in the eyes of God, no matter what. But there's one variable, and that's you. Will you support us so we can carry out that mission? You are on the team when you share the word, share the articles, the videos, the reports, follow us on X-Ray Alex Jones on Rumble. Go to the website and share it, alexjoneslive.com. That's the coordinates. And everything we sell you is verified, certified, is great, because I want you to like it. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to say, that Alex Jones steered me right. Because I want a relationship with you, and I want your business so I can imagine. It's like those games where you punch the boxing bag, you know, and I can't punch it that hard unless you amplify me, unless you support us, unless you buy the product, unless you, and I can barely even lift my arm, hit the back. But when you share the word and share the links and get excited, it is like Popeye eating a big old thing of spinach. I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. Well, I'm strong to the finish because I'm going to fight the tyrants and I got the spirit to do it. But the flesh is weak and you literally hold me up. You're the wind in the sails. You're the blood in the veins. You're the spark in the mind. You're the guts. I mean, that ain't talk, baby. It ain't like we hadn't delivered in spades on their ass. And that means you don't stomp their guts out. They hate me so much, they don't even know what to do. And the more they attack me, the more pissed off and ornery I get. And I'm telling you, I'm hitting my stride. I'm hitting my prime, baby. I'm an arrow that you pull back in your bow and you let loose that sucker. But the energy of you pulling back that arrow and you aiming that arrow and you with decision gently releasing the arrow and watching it fly true. I'm the arrow. I want to go at the target, but I can't be put on the bow. I can't be pulled back and aimed and loosed. You have to fire me at the enemy and fire yourself at the enemy and support others that are going to fight the enemy in the information war. But it is up to you to take action. All right, I'm not going to plug next hour because I just did a big extravaganza and I apologize for it. But this is a new product. We're in fundraising mode right now. We're not like NPR that gets billions of dollars and then begs for money all day and sells you a ball cap that costs $5 for 100 as a fundraiser. We sell you a silver coin that's 67 and we make 40 something bucks on it and tell you because we need the money to fight the war. Take action now, 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 now. But whatever you do, share the live feeds at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. Share the live feed at AlexJonesLive.com and X Rolex Jones. All right. I'm done. I'm just excited about this product. I mean, I'm telling you, I know a winner when I see it. Like Robert Duvall said in Network, it's a big hit. It's a big tenant hit. We'll be right back. Stay with me. We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. With the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all. Take action now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yeah, it was sundown on the Union. What was made in the USA? Bob Dylan bringing us in. What an amazing songwriter. Am I allowed to like him? He's Jewish. Oh, man, I gotta tell you. Democracy don't rule the world. Better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence, but that's better left unsaid. I don't read the lyrics of this out on air. Man, he wrote All Along the Watchtower. I don't think I've ever heard anything Bob Dylan did that wasn't excellent. Too bad he was a little bit of a commie. He kind of woke up later, became a Christian, and then backslid, and then I know some people that know him. He's all into the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, and certain shows. I don't think we ever reached out to get Bob Dylan on, but he didn't really do any interviews. Very interesting person. Let's just talk about Bob Dylan during this segment. What was made in the USA? Until freedom got in the way. Whoa, yeah. Democracy don't rule the world. Yeah, I got big news next segment, but some stations don't carry this segment. So I'm going to wait till next segment.
Well, you know, lots of people complaining that there is no work. I say, why do you say that for? When nothing you've got is U.S. made, they don't make nothing here no more. You know, capitalism is above the law. It's there, it don't come less itself. When it comes
this in the 80s, before Ross Perot. Yeah. Smart. It's a great line in here. He goes, yeah, we don't grow food in Kansas anymore. We grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Ha, 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 ha. Of course, I'm butchering the lyrics, but... Now they send drones in to harass people. Colorado. Where the liberals are. Until we got in the way and got sold out, not by capitalism, but by crony capitalism, by oligopolies, by monopolies, by trusts.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
And a man's gonna do.
From Broadway to the Milky Way.
It's a lot of real estate, indeed. Yeah, territory, not real estate.
And a man's gonna do what he has to do when he's got 100 miles.
That's an incredible song. I listen to the whole thing, I guess, on Spotify or wherever. But we just analyzed it and gave our take on it, critiqued it as solid gold. I'm sure the Nazis right now are pulling their Hitler mustaches out. I can hate what Israel's doing and Netanyahu at the same time.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Get up!
Phones up in this hour. Masses of news and intel all coming up. So you definitely don't want to miss any of it. You want to be the Paul Revere's and share the live feeds. Tell folks about those local stations. Do what must be done. All right. What would the show be without obsessing over Israel? We're going to do some of that right now. Because Israel has drug us into the Iran war. It's destroying the economy. Trump's in big fights with Netanyahu now. Netanyahu's trying to take control of the Republican Party even more. They're primarying a bunch of people. They've got their operatives in the Congress that have already passed, about to go to full vote soon, in the Defense Authorization Act to synchronize, merge, marry, coordinate, live time, real time, everything in our military and intelligence with the Israeli government. They'll co-own our weapons. Goodness. It's like, well, what's wrong? It's our little buddy in Israel. Nobody else is allowed to be from a foreign government to do this type of stuff. But with Israel, it's supposedly okay. So here's some of the headlines and the big meat and potatoes I'm going to get to. Netanyahu says the new enemy is Turkey. Now, he's already had his surrogates and Ben-Gavir and the minister saying this, but now he says it. U.S. support for Israel slips as Democrats grow more critical. Associated Press, NORAC poll finds. Yeah, it's bad. And then I posted on X. I meant to send it to the crew. In Spain, it looks like 500,000 Muslims and regular citizens with Destroy Israel giant banners marching. And like, this is crazy. I don't want to destroy Israel. Plus, you try, they got nuclear weapons. I mean, have the Muslims and the left thought about where that goes? And then has Israel, with its greater Israel and all the stuff it's doing, have they thought about what that's going to do? I mean, this is two out-of-control groups. Look at that giant banner. It's like 100 feet by 80 feet, looks like. destroy Israel, and literally the government's legalized millions of Muslims a year to come in, millions of Africans, North Africans, Muslims. I mean, it's just destroyed. The economy's falling apart, 50% unemployment, and people under 30, just illegal aliens running around raping and murdering, just so many videos. I can't even keep track of it. The socialists saying, we don't like Spanish, we like Islam. And then I've got Muslims coming up, an MIT professor going, Spain doesn't let us build new mosques, but America does, and we're building thousands. Well, yeah, because you invaded Spain over and took it over, and it took 700 years to kick you out and millions dead. I'm surprised Spain even allows Muslims in the country. It'd be like if Israel somehow time-traveled and got Adolf Hitler and Hermann Göring and Joseph Goebbels and teleported them back and then put them in the Knesset as the prime minister. I guess the Zionists kind of worked with them, though, to ship Jews there, so maybe that would actually happen. I guess that Israel's for the Ukraine war, too. That's not, okay, we actually, yeah. So, U.S. support for Israel slips as Democrats grow more critical. And you got Trump going, oh, we're going to give the F-35s to Turkey. We love you, Turkey. Because Turkey does everything the U.S. always asks for. It's the old Ottoman Empire. They have all this anti-Israel rhetoric so that their Muslim population doesn't get mad. But it used to be Constantinople, the Eastern Roman Empire. It didn't fall until like 550-something years ago when the Muslims took it over. But it's still got some European culture, you know, in it. And Christianity's been halfway tolerated. It's like Islam light. And Erdogan's definitely authoritarian, but him and Trump get along, and Turkey always does what the U.S. military wants. We got nuclear weapons there, everything else. And Netanyahu's jealous of that. So Netanyahu's now saying he wants to go after Turkey and Egypt, our allies, because if anybody has any power, if anybody has any success, it can't be allowed. So I noticed some listeners on X and Rumble get confused. They go, wait, you just spent an hour going after Islam, and then you spent an hour on Israel. Well, yeah. You can have a wildfire coming towards your house. It's going to burn it down. At the same time, a hurricane with 150 mile an hour winds. So I don't want to be in the wildfire, and I don't want to be in the hurricane, 150 mile an hour winds. It's like people do this apples and oranges things. And it's insane. I don't want to be run by Israel. I don't want to fight for their larger Israel. I don't want Israel controlling our internal politics. I don't want Americans censored by the Israel lobby. And I also don't want calls to prayer in the morning and the Islamicist rape gangs. Thank you very much. Isn't that simple? That confuses people? Okay. No, you're against Islam. You're for Israel. Really? The same Israel that got caught helping Al-Qaeda take over Syria 2 years ago? The same Israel that founded Hamas? And stood down on October 7th. And now you have all these Israeli officials coming out saying Netanyahu ordered a stand down. I had General Flynn a month after he talked to high-level IDF, his counterparts, and they said, no, he ordered the stand down. And then a week later, Netanyahu goes, no, you did. Stop saying I did. It's not like General Flynn just fell off a turnip truck last week. He was stationed over there in other areas. He knows those guys. He broke that on my show. We'll play it coming up. So I don't want to hear about, oh, we're saving you from the Muslims. Netanyahu, it leaked 2 years ago, wants to ship the surviving Gazans to Europe and the U.S. They probably won't ship it to Miami, though, because that's where his little son that won't fight lives. Looks like Netanyahu's son's a Liberace admirer. Little shuggy in the gas tanky. Why don't you Conan the Barbarian suit up for the IDF, baby? I'm just really tired of it. I mean, I don't want our own government getting us into no-win wars, much less Israel. And, yeah, I'm pissed off at Israel. I'm sick of it because I have the moral authority. I'm right. I was right about this war not working, destroying the economy, causing class civilizations, energizing the left, the Muslims, and then I get to be called Hitler by your dumbass pundits that are on your frickin' payroll, $1.3 billion you've spent in the last year brainwashing people. You wouldn't want me and Israel up your ass running your life. All right. Let me start getting these clips because there's a lot of them. Here's Netanyahu is now making the case for Fox News for a future war with Turkey. That's not going over with Trump. NATO-Trump summit. Trump supports F-35 sale, boosts Turkey standing as slumping Israel sees clout erode. Everything I've ever asked him, he's done. Erdogan takes the stage at NATO, at Trump's whisperer. Here's another one. Netanyahu was asked why Iran's government's still standing. He says they got a few hundred thousand goons he'll kill and murder to stay in control. Oh, because tyrannies don't let the citizens have guns? Actually, they do have guns in Iran, if they're certified by the state. And the truth is the mullahs probably had 50% support before this. Now they got international study groups that I agree with. It's like 80. That's what the Persians circle the wagons when you start blowing up their leaders and their water treatment plants and their bridges. What do you think Americans would do? It's like when Hitler started bombing London, 90%+ of the Brits were against the war because World War I was horrible. And then it went to like 99% for it 2 days into blowing up their buildings. Then y'all kill the Ayatollah. That'll make them give up. Any first-year geopolitical military student can tell you that's the opposite. Israel gave us advice to create chaos and a quagmire to suck us in. That's why I'm pissed off at Netanyahu. If he had some red button he could hit and send them all to Mars, I'd be for it. But you don't, pal. Then we have the Israeli ambassador in the United States admits the entire Israeli armed forces mysteriously suffered a complete breakdown for 7 to 8 hours during October 7th. The intel didn't work. The Air Force didn't work. It was a perfect storm. Oh, yeah, you got one of the best, if not best, militaries in the world at covert operations, total surveillance state. No, they were ordered to stand down, and now it's come out in the news. The Israeli generals have said it. But I had Flynn, right after it happened, say it. We got that coming up. In fact, we'll play the Flynn thing right after that. And we got more from him. And then I got this, and I forgot she said this a few years ago. I want to get her on. Not like I need her to tell me this. She sees all the same intel. Former U.S. War College director, Dr. Alan Sabrowski, claims 9/11 was a Mossad operation. Well, it was certainly, they were all over it, heavily involved, and I'll go back over that. But it was in coordination with the neocons and bad guys in our government. Oh, you know the hijackers worked for Mossad, CIA? You know nerve gas was released on the airplanes? You know, two of their passports were found the day after the rubble. You didn't know about the bombs placed in the buildings. Oh, you didn't know I interviewed the head of emergency management before they killed him. Oh, so that's all coming up. We've got a lot for you, but then we'll move off from the Israel stuff because we have the Islamicists. We have the hunting of whites. We have the leftist state governments ending parental rights and announcing forced injections. Kind of big deals. Kind of big deals happening because the Democrats are responding to Trump rolling back some of their tyranny by just going nuts in the states. And who knows, this Supreme Court's so mixed, they might say, hey, you can take kids away at 12 and cut their penises off. Yeah, no, we can forcibly inject the Amish, anybody else we want with deadly shots. It's all coming up. Everybody's saying, oh, everything's fine. Trump's in, Q, white hats, 50,000 trillion D chess above God's mind. No, that's not. We're winning in some ways, but it's wide open. Who's going to win this thing, boys and girls? I mean, this is toe-to-toe battle with the Satan. Nuclear combat with the Ruskies, to quote Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove. Nuclear combat. Back and have a pretty good time with all that in Vegas. All right, let's go to these clips right there.
So why would we give them an opportunity to plot and plan against it? And lastly, they're also financing Hamas, and you guys know that. So they might have helped, but they're financing Hamas, right?
They finance Hamas. They harbor Hamas. They roll out the red carpet for Hamas. They're, in fact, supporting the bad guys.
We've had over 13,000 strikes on them. You've had over 8,000 strikes on them. Why is that government still standing?
Because it has a few hundred thousand goons who kill, murder in broad daylight and at night. They murder their own people. They've murdered.
And ballistic missiles coming in to the center of the country. So it happened on October 7th when our youth saved the country by taking personal responsibility. There was a complete breakdown. I mean, you've all read about this by now. There was a complete breakdown in our system for a good 7-8 hours, right? The intel didn't work. The Air Force didn't work. It was a perfect storm. We were saved because we have youth who took personal responsibility. They took their personal weapons, went into their personal cars, and went straight into the face.
Back it up. They always give you a hero story. The happy hooligans out of the Dakotas, Air National Guard, shot down Flight 93. The air phone calls got out. There was gas. Everybody passed out. It was going to be remote control into the Capitol. And they fired two AIM-9 Sidewinders into both engines and blew it up. It had a debris fill of 7 miles. They showed you a hole in the ground from one engine and said, that's the plane. The Pentagon, cruise missile, all those holes. Witnesses all didn't see a plane. But the point is that they told you, let's roll. And they let's roll. And they took the plane and crashed it to stop the hijackers or whatever. They give you a story you want to believe. But they actually gave an award to the pilot that did it. A general refused to follow orders to stand down. They shot it down. And it even came out. And it was in the NORAD FAA tapes about 6 years later. They released on the FAA tapes where, all right, you know, target in sight, Flight 93. All right, authorized, two AIM-9s. Fire, fire. 20 seconds later, target hit. They go, what are we going to do? Because that general didn't follow orders and shot that down. Tell them let's roll. Two flights got air phone calls out. Back then, the cell phones didn't work. They had air phones. I can't breathe. There's gas. Remote control. The CIA paid Fox to produce The Lone Gunman in April that came out of that year, where the CIA hijacks a jumbo jet to fly the World Trade Center so they can attack Afghanistan. I didn't even know about that because I didn't really watch a lot of TV and then have DVRs and stuff then. I didn't know about it till about a year after 9/11. Somebody mailed me a VHS tape of it. Then I got contacted by some of the Dean Hagel and other people from the X-Files saying, no, the CIA approached us. And then later Chris Carter admitted it. I talked to Chris Carter. They said, yeah, the CIA only came to us every once in a while, but they said, we want you to write about this. This is like a year before 9/11. We want you to, your new show, Lone Gunman spinoff, we want you to show this. They do that as predictive programming to kind of test the story, put it in the group consciousness. But it all came out, folks. They nerve gassed them on the planes. Remote controlled them in. Isn't that friendly? So, they stood down. They stood down. Isn't that? It's just an accident. We don't know why, but it was the young people. They stood up and they went, because our whole military just stood down. And now we have General Flynn back right when it happened a month after saying, no, he talked to the IDF generals and they said, no, it's a stand down. And now it's in the news today and coming out in Congress that there was a stand down. But Netanyahu says, we'll find out who was guilty later. The army says it was him. He says it was the army. Well, how did all the other people stand down? It was the prime minister. He stood to gain. He was funding Hamas. He had some backroom deal with them. He double crossed him. He's now eliminating Hamas after 40 years of Israel creating it. This is all on record. But see, Mark Levin, that's kryptonite to his lies. That's high noon to a vampire. They went, oh, you're for the Muslims, you're for the mullahs, you're for the Hamas. I'm like, really, did I found them? You're a Qatari. Oh, did I get a plane from the Qataris like Trump? I'm not saying he works for them. The point is, not true, pal. You're the one we know is working for a foreign government. You and Benny Shapiro and the rest of you. And that's something that pisses me off. If you had a brain and could think multi-steps out, you know Netanyahu's convicted after 25 years of power. He needs this war to continue. Even the Israeli news admits that. And they got the whole world on the edge of nuclear war, financial collapse, for their own narrow interest, not even of Israel. It's disgusting. What did Napoleon say? Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I'm interrupting you. Because I don't say I'm not your enemy to kiss your ass. I say it because I can think multi-steps ahead. You're going to end up getting the world war you want, and you're going to lose in that process. And there's a good chance you're going to Samson option and trigger a damn nuclear war. So I don't like big giant wars. Like, I don't like the mullahs, and I knew your war wasn't going to work, so I'm against that. It doesn't matter. It's just insane. It's totally insane. So, here's their ambassador. Here's the Israeli ambassador, the real Israeli ambassador of the U.S. is Mike Huckabee. This is his assistant. And he's just like, we have, it's terrible. We don't know why. Everything. bombing intelligence, Air Force, Army, you know, attack helicopters 3 miles away, tanks 5 miles away. We don't know why. We don't know why. Nobody, 7.5 hours. Notice I've always said 7.5 hours. I was the first to say it was a stand down for 7.5 hours. I looked at the numbers. Oh, years later, 7 to 8 hours, 7.5 hours. Do I steer you right? Do I tell you the truth? Yeah. There's your crime right there. Does that take away from the jihadi Looney Tunes? No. But if you let them attack, you're aiding and abetting them for the greater good. Like we have all these Israeli defense and military experts going, we need a new 9/11 to get America back in line. Ha, ha, ha. Well, we'll hear what the Army War College director had to say about that coming up after the break. But let's finish up with the ambassador.
Storm. We were saved because we have youth who took personal responsibility. They took their personal weapons, went into their personal cars, and went straight into the face of danger, which is something that is counterintuitive to the human condition. People run away from danger. Our youth, thousands, tens of thousands of them, ran into danger and saved the country. Now, they would not have been able to do that if ballistic missiles came in from Iran to the center of the country. We weren't able to get there. We weren't able to leave their communities. But somehow, there's a narrative that's been developed over the years that Israel just lives with it. And now we've chosen not to live with it. And therefore, we're in the security zone in Lebanon until such time, only until such time, where Hezbollah is no longer a threat to Israel, where missiles can no longer fly over the border into our population centers. So Lebanon is going to have to, you know, get a hold of itself, make the choice that it's coming down on the side of accommodationism, and that those who have rejected the notion of Israel's existence, and that Lebanon can be used as a conduit to fulfill Iran's dreams of annihilating Israel, cannot succeed. And that's an internal Lebanon debate. We will do everything we can to strengthen the Aoun Nawaf Salam axis. But I think that the other side is being weakened dramatically. I mean, look, they called for a demonstration right after the agreement was signed. Less than 100 people showed up. That's a new development.
And Hamas just basically destroyed the fledgling government in Gaza, of what's left of it, the little tiny part they've been left in. And Israel's allowing that to happen. They created it to destabilize Gaza so they wouldn't be statesmen and wouldn't be like Gandhi and not violent, and then it would be like the French Riviera right now, like areas of Lebanon used to be. Totally cold-blooded, totally sick. Oh, and oh, if there's a few missiles raining down, no one's allowed to leave their houses. You have to get in a bunker, so no one's allowed to then go help. By the way, it was a bunch of retired IDF that actually went down and fought and was like, what's going on a couple hours into it when they didn't see any response? But he makes it about the youth battling. It's our youth. And I mean, some of them did. But again, they give you a story like, let's roll. Got the General Flynn clip coming up that dovetails into the former head of the Army War College saying Israel carried out 9/11. Let's say they were partners in it with our loving neocons and the Bush administration, Rumsfeld and Fife and the rest of them, Cheney. We'll be right back. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones. Check out the website, alexjoneslive.com. We'll be right back.
We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world.
That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny. Because the ideas we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. We don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide. Then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist, death cult, depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel. The widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off, and all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market, buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best, highest rate on the market, buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boosts your testosterone and more, buy one, get one free. As I said, it was 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40, the highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff lost leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026. Help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all. We're extending the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Brandon Straka has been a great MAGA activist and talk show host, and he's really gone viral with these videos where he analyzes things. I wanted to get him on the show. He hadn't been on in a few years. He's coming up next hour. We'll have open phones in the fourth hour. I've covered about 10% of the news. It's important, but I'm going to move out of Israel here in a moment into all the other stuff with the Islamicists and the Democrats and the Democratic Socialists of America and so much more. But I wanted to play General Flynn because now it's in the Israeli newspapers with more generals saying, no, Netanyahu ordered the stand down. He says, no, I didn't. This all came out at the time. But first, Flynn talked about it and said, I've talked to high-level IDF. They say there was a stand down. Obviously, there was a stand down. Israel's one of the smallest countries in the world. It's a giant armed camp. It's got hundreds and hundreds of attack helicopters, hundreds and hundreds of fighter bombers, thousands and thousands of tanks, armored vehicles. And then, boom, they got spies all in Hamas, all over Gaza. And then total stand down. And We're supposed to just forget about that and not talk about that. Here's General Flynn right after it happened, like a month after it happened. Here it is.
Either Netanyahu was aware, and I I'm not going to allege that right now. His southern zone, I have called for this. His southern zone commander, the commander of the IDF, and the commander or the leader of his intelligence forces, they should all be removed from those positions, pending the outcome of a major serious investigation to determine what caused the breakdown of security on the 7th of October. Because now, fast forward to, we're getting ready to go into the third month of this thing. Doesn't look like it has any happy ending, and it looks like it's going to go on and on. And we have all kinds of weapon systems being used against U.S. forces now throughout that region. So this thing is getting really bad, and it's because there was a decision made to have a security stand down on the 7th of October for 7 hours on the southern zone of Israel up against the fence line of Gaza Strip. And I'm telling you, folks, that wasn't done out of happenstance. That's not a coincidence. Somebody made that decision. Don't know whether it's Netanyahu that made it, his southern zone commander who made it. Somebody made it, because there's no way in the world for the security breakdown that the Israelis had on that day.
And General Flynn, you were telling me when we were eating lunch that you've been there. You've been given tours. You've been up on the towers.
I've walked in. I know what their intelligence, I know what their security system is made of. And I know that the levels that they go through, they have multiple layers of defenses. They have multiple layers of electronic detection systems. They have drones. They have balloons. They have people watching from all sorts of cameras. It is one of the most secure borders in the world, if not the most.
So this is a major scandal.
Oh, it's a huge scandal. And that's why I say, like, we've got to fight this war, and we've got to figure out, we got to be very careful about we don't get dragged into something that we don't want.
Which now happened.
There is
Iran.
A lot of people in Washington, D.C., the Uniparty, that wants us to just have this endless war where it's just a big racket of war, and they make a lot of money, and they make a lot of money off the U.S. taxpayers.
Where do people find your...
I know that there's some machinations, and there's got to be some big, big problems right now internal, and Netanyahu's dealing with it with the IDF. They're going to have to do some soul-searching, and I mean immediate soul-searching, because the 7th of October was a date, that they still have not been able to... And there's an investigation going on, and I've already heard from some of the soldiers that were told to stand down in the exact hours. So something bad happened, and it was an inside thing. I don't know, again, that's a bombshell right there. So the internal situation in Israel has got to be done with a
hold it, hang on. Whoa, hang on. You can't drop a bomb like that. Mike Flynn, your former head of DIA, first national security advisor, President Trump, a revered figure globally. You're saying your sources are telling you on the investigation that they're trying to slow down and slow walk over there because we're coming up on the second anniversary of it. You're saying that you're hearing there's testimony or documents or actual evidence that certain elements of the Israeli military were told to stand down? Because I know from people I know, this is a very contentious area and it's going to be explosive. Are you hearing the same thing?
Steve, you can go back to interviews that I did like the next day and the following week after October 7th in multiple broad alternative media where I said something went wrong because Steve, I have personally walked that border. I have been down at those areas, and I know the details of how the Israelis, one of the most secure borders in the world, how they do their operations. So I know that. So something broke down, and it wasn't because of mistakes. So that's number one. This internal machinations that are going on right now, what's going to have to happen? They're going to have to come to grips with this because I'm going to tell you, the American people, they're getting tired of it. They're getting tired of this constant, Israel. I mean, I'm the biggest fan. I have been to Israel many times. I have, served alongside them. I have done things with them, certainly on the intelligence side. So I'm their biggest fan. But the American people are not. And the American people are so tired of all of the craziness and our involvement in these things.
And that's before we went to war with Iran that Israel drug us into. And again, I told the crew, grab Flynn. That was the first time. About a month after, he was in the studio again, and he said, no, I've talked to IDF soldiers. Well, now they've been on Israeli TV. It's in Hebrew about 6 months ago. I saw a new clip last week. It's all over the Israeli papers. You just type in, officers and soldiers say they were given stand-down order. And they got it from their chain of command. And the chain of command back at the time, a few months in, said, yeah, there was a stand-down, 7.5 hours. It came from Netanyahu. Well, who stood to gain? Who doubled the funding Hamas the few years before that Israel created? I mean, this is a fact, folks. And it's a false flag. It doesn't mean that there wasn't a real attack, but you open the door, you fund the group, that's what happened. Here's Jimmy Dore a few days ago talking about some of these latest news reports.
So turn it down. So at 5:20 a.m., we were sitting by the radio so as not to wake. And my deputy battalion commander, who was also seriously injured, and thank God he survived, suddenly gets on the radio with a strange message. All stations, I don't know why, I don't know how, something along those lines. No patrol on the fence. What time was this? This was 5:20 a.m. in the morning. All stations are, hang on, let me back it up. All stations are to hold their positions. This is the actual radio transmission. So in terms of ground forces and ORAV, we don't have anything significant. The brigade used a directive for our forces pending a situation assessment until 9 a.m. So from 5:20 a.m. till 9 a.m., don't do anything. That was the directive to the IDF soldiers, and the IDF soldiers are talking about it themselves, and here's the radio transcript.
Israeli transcripts and the witnesses on Israeli TV, and there's a bunch of that. And you have generals that have come out, and they told, we had Michael Savage on 8-9 months ago saying he was told that by Israeli generals. And that is crazy. So they attack at what? 7 a.m, takes them an hour to break through with bulldozers and stuff. And there's nobody there. It's crickets on this normally armed camp. And they're told stand down from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Just go away. Leave the border. They didn't just know it was coming. They removed the troops with their armored vehicles and their grenade launchers and their machine guns. What would have happened when the Hamas on their motorbikes and their little stupid powered hang gliders came in? They'd have been killed. But instead, there was a stand down. All you Christian Zionists and all you pro-war Zionists and people out there, you don't want to talk about this, do you? You don't want to discuss this. You don't want to go there, do you? That's why I'm going down the line challenging these neocon Christian Zionists. I don't mean people that are pro-Israel Zionists. I mean the Likudnik, Greater Israel, suck us into a total war with Iran. That crowd that's trying to control Congress or everybody else. We know what you did. And 9/11 is the exact same story. Now, I remember a few years ago, he put a report out. The outgoing head of the Army War College, Alan Zabrowski, very respected war planner, war gamer, put out a whole report. We've read the report on air, detailing Israeli involvement in 9/11 at every level with the neocons and George W. Bush administration. It's unbelievable. It's a lot more than just dancing Israelis. Okay? It's the hijackers working with Mossad, the CIA, on and on and on. They weren't the hijackers. They were decoys. And so this is what needs to be talked about, because now you have neocons who wrote Rebuilding America's Defenses, the PNAC plan, released in April of 2000, before 9/11, saying we need a Pearl Harbor event, a major city hit, 3,000 dead, to be able to invade the Middle East with Israel and take over 7 countries, finally Iran. And Wesley Clark later admitted being briefed on that a few years later. Now the same crew is saying, boy, we sure need a new one of those. And you look at the cards Israel's got to play, it's a big false flag. Tucker Carlson was on a few weeks ago, agreed with me. And it's not like I'm wanting to take on the Israel lobby. It's not like that I like the position, but I got to tell the truth here, and that's what I'm doing. And so many other people criticizing Israel do it all ham-fistedly. They make stuff up. And here's a speech of Hitler, how great he is. It's retarded, okay? I'm opposing this because it's destroying the world economy. A lot of the war games lead to nuclear war. Israel wants to use nukes. Pakistan says they'll nuke Israel. It goes on and on and on. Trump was floating nukes for a while. Mark Levin was floating them. Cuckoo town. These are crazy people. Because they just, in these wars that go on and on, people that aren't crazy get crazy because everybody keeps one-upping, called a threat escalation letter. And then you're in full nuclear war. or in a huge conventional war that kills millions. That's where the whole, we're already in a new world war, folks. Look at all the stuff going on. All the proxy wars, all the hybrid wars, Ukraine, Israel, Iran, all this crap. We're not just fighting Iran, we're fighting China and Russia and North Korea. North Korea says if anybody nukes Israel, they're going to nuke Israel and the U.S. They got ICBMs that can hit us. You're like, well, screw them, let's go to war with them right now. We had a 15 war with Vietnam and lost it, and they wanted to come in and be capitalists, but we didn't want to make the deal with Ho Chi Minh. And now they're one of our biggest trading partners over there. It's stupid. It's called mutually assured destruction because you got to be crazy to start a nuclear war. And that's how for 70 years we haven't all killed each other. This is all war game, like nothing else. I'm giving you U.S. government doctrine that we should be following, but we're going off that doctrine onto Netanyahu's doctrine of a man convicted back against the wall holding a nuclear gun to the world's head. And his surrogates, if the U.S. abandons us, we'll just nuke Iran and anybody else we want to. Okay, great. That's crazy. And NATO's talking about first strikes on Russia with nukes 2 years ago in a report to stir up the Russians. They're just as crazy. Hell, even crazier. It's even crazier to start a nuclear war with Russia than it is for Israel to nuke Iran. Played that Christian Zionist yesterday, you know, influencer that reads all he's really talking about. She's like, oh, a million people are out at the funeral? Moab them or something bigger. You know, we need, you know. Same guy, we need a ground invasion. Send the troops in. You kill terrorists. Oh, there's only 90 million of them. There's only millions of troops. It's only 4,500 times bigger than Gaza. Israel's got a formidable military and still hasn't taken that over in 3 years. You don't know what you're talking about, dumbass. What's the analogy I always use? Because the movie's so good, because it's transcripts from the recorded phone calls of the six-month trial of the Deepwater Horizon, where the executives go, we don't want to dump $45 million of concrete into the hole to pressurize it, even though they thought it was the biggest well ever they were going to hit, which it was at that time, 30-something thousand feet deep. And they said, if you don't dump that and this is as big as we think it is, it will blow the well. And they said, we don't care, do it. Something going on with this TV in here. I don't know if that's on the screen for the viewers, but there it is. So that's what we're talking about here. And then it blew up. It's gone now. It's the same thing. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, this is reckless. It's like, don't drive your Ferrari at 7 o'clock at night down I-35 weaving through cars at 170 miles an hour. You're the best driver in the world. Somebody's going to slam their brakes on and people are going to die. Don't drive, go out to a racetrack and do it if you want to risk your life. Don't drive a Ferrari at 170 miles an hour down the highway. Don't go into a munitions factory with a flamethrower and start shooting it at boxes of explosives. Don't pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire. Don't shove a stick of dynamite up your ass and light it. I mean, we never did this to Iran because it had been wargamed. We never did all this stuff because it's not gonna work. It didn't work. And they use the Titanic analogy that if we don't blow up Iran, we're gonna sail like Titanic. No. The analogy is Trump with Netanyahu drove the USS America and the rest of the world economy into the iceberg field, and now we're about to hit the iceberg. That's the analogy. Get out of the iceberg. Hit reverse. Get out of the damn thing. Use an Empire Strikes Back analogy. They took the Star Destroyers into the asteroid field. Considering the amount of damage we received, they must have been destroyed. No, Admiral, they're alive. Move my ship out of the asteroid field so I can send a clear transmission to the Emperor. Always got to have some cheesy Star Wars quotes. All right, let's go to former U.S. War College director, a lady talking about it. You'll read his report, Dr. Alan Zabrowski. In fact, guys, search Dr. Alan Zabrowski's paper on Israel and 9/11. I know I read it, like, I think it came out 4 years ago when he was outgoing head of the Army War College, very prestigious guy. Of course, I said this the day after 9/11. You can go find that show, TV show, if you'd like. It's all over the place. Hundreds of millions of views. Tirson. Probably right, son. Let's go ahead and roll this.
Well, is that what you think?
Hey, Devin. I have had long conversations over the past 2 weeks with contacts at the Army War College, at Headquarters Marine Corps, and I've made it absolutely clear in both cases that it is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation. And what I show them immediately afterwards, the third building at the World Trade Center going down, WTC-7. And they look at that, and I said, now you understand that if one of the buildings was wired for demolition, all of them were wired for demolition. And what Americans need to understand, they did it. They did it. And if they do understand that, Israel will flat ass disappear from this earth. 9/11 has led directly to 60,000 Americans dead and wounded. God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people in other countries that we've killed or wounded or made homeless. If Americans ever know that Israel did this, they're going to scrub them off the earth, and they're not going to give a rat's ass what the cost is. They are not going to care. They will do it. The Zionists are playing this as truly an all-or-nothing exercise, because if they lose this one, if the American people ever realize what's happened, they're done. It'll be a bloody, brutal war, and they're gone. I mean, it's not even going to be a close contest. Three buildings went down. The third was not hit by a plane. It was wired for controlled demolition. Therefore, all of them were wired for controlled demolition. You know, what I have done when I presented it to these people, and I said, just look at this. Look at this picture. You know, I'm not going to give you an argument. Just look at it. And they look at the film, and without exception, they come back and they say, they did it, didn't they? I said, yep, they did. They did 9/11.
Now, the issue with that is, and I just came out like 5 years ago, is that, and the people that hate Israel always get mad when I do this. It's like when I had interviewed the generals on the report, Admiral Moore report, the actual government report, and the Moore report about how LBJ sent the ship, the Liberty, to get sunk to blame Egypt to attack Russia. It was Operation Northwoods 2.0. They never launched Northwoods, but they did launch this one, just like he launched Tonkin 3 years before in 64. This was in 67. Israel was a client. Israel did it with us. They attacked the ship, but LBJ ordered it. And then called back the wings twice. You've had the head of the Liberty groups and all of them here telling you, you know, to all the Nazis that get mad, that's just what they said. That's it. It came out in the reports. It's the same thing on 9/11. Elements of the Pentagon, NORAD, NORTHCOM, with Israel, the neocons, Netanyahu was in power then. You had the CIA FBI headquarters in Building 7. I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management. He died 2 weeks after we aired the interview with him. Barry Jennings said, no, they told me they blew up the buildings. They said all over national news that they were going to blow up Building 7 to protect other buildings. And then later they said, we never said that. I have dozens of newscasts, two BBC, two CNN channels, NPR, CBS. I've played all these clips before. I'm going to get them together and do it again. We have the cops saying, get back. People go, oh, you say cops did it. No, they were told, get back. They're bringing down 7. Solomon, get back. There's a countdown. I interviewed one of the cops. He's dead now from the dust. And they were on the emergency channel. They were told to go to the Red Cross channel. That's what the CIA was using. And he heard the countdown. And then, narrated by Kevin Spacey a couple years before 9/11, Larry Silverstein that owned Building Tower 1 and 2 and a bunch of others, he said, we made the decision because the damage to their buildings with Solomon Brother Building 7, to pull the building, we gave the order and watched it come down. Pull means demolition. Yeah, they're putting BBC reports on where they said Building 7 fell in its own footprint, pancake collapsed 25 minutes before it fell. And I'm sitting there watching on TV, been on air all day, took it a break, and they're saying Building 7 has fallen, and I'm sitting there, and I look it up, and I go, but the building, that's there. No other building fell, and I'm like running back and forth, co-hosting the other host, and then I hadn't eaten all day. There's a pizza place, told the story 100 times, literally like a half mile away. Mr. Gaddy's is closed now. And I jump the car, I call, they make it in 10 minutes, I run over and get a sausage, pepperoni, black olive, pull up, get it, small pizza. I'm eating it in the car, burning my mouth to get back on air, and CBS radio's on. They have CBS News still then, and on 590, and they're like, the Solomon Brothers building, known as Building 7, has fallen in its own footprint, blah, 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 blah. And then I run back in the house, and there's Fox News, and it's fallen. And I'm like, what? They said that fell 25, 30 minutes ago. But back then, nothing was archived. So I'm on air saying, did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? And I wasn't taping then. I should have been taping on, you know, VHS, a DVD runner, too. I didn't tape it. And then about 3 years later, they re-archived it all on CNBC and places, and there was all the footage. Remember all that? So our government, there's air traffic controller tapes. They're like, this is an exercise. There's other hijacked jets. NORAD's taking control of all our computer terminals. Is this a simulation? So you had NORAD, NORTHCOM, all of them involved, the Pentagon or whoever, shooting a missile into it. Witnesses, CNN all saw the missile come in, the cruise missile. No plane debris, any of it. Armor piercing goes through two and a half rings of it. I interviewed survivors of it. Veterans saying that they could smell the plastic explosives from the missile. We have only one of the traffic cameras, because they turned the cameras off that morning at the Pentagon. It's like Israel stood down on October 7th. And you see the cruise missile, one of the big fat ones, fit the model. You would see it, frame, 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 frame. Guys, pull up the video of cruise missile hits Pentagon. A CNN reporter reports seeing cruise missile. He stands there. I just saw a little air cruise missile. This is what they did. And yes, Israel, working with our government, staged 9/11 and found two magic passports that fell out of the sky and didn't burn up. I mean, come on, people. Then one of the hijackers' bags didn't go through and put on the plane with all the admissions and letters how they did it. Huh. We got to expose this. They're going to do it again. You think I like risking my life doing this? I have a responsibility to do this, and I will do it. We've extended the mega sale to midnight tonight. Buy one, get one free on our best-selling supplements, up to 60% off as well. And the new showerhead filters, the highest quality, the highest reduction, massively discounted right now at thealexandrstore.com.
We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American. And know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us. And we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at the AlexJonesStore.com. With the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives,
the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Brandon Strzok is coming up. Former J6 victim, political prisoner, really smart talk show host. He's on fire with his reports lately. He's joining us to cover the waterfront. But right now, I want to just look at the entitlement of the left and the entitlement of some people from Israel and the Muslims. So I just saw both these clips today. One of them is a Muslim lady getting arrested, and she's flipping out Islamophobia. You're in deep trouble. I'm basically God. It's the same arrogance you see in Europe. And in Europe, it's kid gloves with the Muslims. They can rape, kill, and not even get in trouble in many cases, as you've seen. And then I got another entitled Karen. Watch Israeli tourist gets arrested in Florida and says she will bring the entire police department down with her if they don't let her go. And people say, these deranged Jews are absolutely crazy. No, it's Karens. It's women in general. It's Israelis. It's Muslims. It's whatever. But particularly the Muslims and this Jewish lady. I mean, this arrogance is just crazy. The entitlement. I'm part of a special group, so I'm better than you. How about we're all equal under the law? Let's get back to that. So this tribalism, here's both clips.
Ma'am, I need to take a seat.
Why am I being arrested?
We told you.
What do you mean? He tried to kill me. He tried to assassinate me.
Ma'am, please, take a seat.
I am a woman.
Liberty Drive in Aurora. Thank you.
You're touching me even though I told you I'm a Muslim.
Thank you.
You're still touching me.
Ma'am.
Okay.
You're a Muslim.
Okay.
Well, goodness gracious.
Okay.
For safety, so can you sit back?
You're going to pay for this, you know? Okay. Do not touch me. Do not come close to me.
Can you scoot this way a little bit?
Do not come close to me. You know I'm a Muslim.
Can you scoot this way a little bit, please?
You know I'm a Muslim. Islamophobia. You did it. You did your Islamophobia.
Can you scoot this way just a little bit?
You did it, and you protected your own white people. You ordered it. You ordered it, and you protected your own white people?
I will.
Okay. You know, the Muhammad is going to take it. You know? The Muhammad is going to take it. Assaulting liar.
Thank you.
I'm going to unbuckle you. We're going to have you step back out. My female partner here is going to do the search.
You know, one of your people tried to kill me, right, female? Why are you getting close to my breast? You just touched my breast with your chest.
Okay, step out, ma'am.
You
I'm
going to
pay you down. Ma'am, step out.
No?
Step out.
The same behavior? You never change?
Ma'am, step out.
You're going to pay for this.
Face the
Nobody phone. Wants to touch your breast,
There's
Walrus.
There's no player in the game, and you know it. You not humiliate me, right, the
I'm
Muhammad?
I'm doing my job.
The Muhammad? Right, you're going to pay
ma'am,
for this.
Listen, do you have anything in your
you
pocket?
You attack me?
Ma'am.
No, it's a lawsuit.
Stop.
It's a lawsuit.
Do you have anything in your pocket?
You're Islamophobic. You're Islamophobic. You protected your own white people. Knowing very well that he tried to kill me. Yep, you know him very well that he tried to kill me.
Spread your feet apart.
Islamophobic. Don't get in my... Do not touch my privacy. Do not touch my private. Right? I am a Muslim. Islamophobic. I am a Muslim.
Okay, have a seat.
Abracadabra, it's like a magic word. I can do whatever I want.
You know what you do best, right, to the Arab. You know who you are, right, the fallen angel? Yeah.
Does she have her wallet on her?
You understand my language.
Okay.
You understand
wallet,
there's
ID
a new player in the game.
Or is it in the
you're
car?
You're not supposed to do this to an Arab. Hello? You're not supposed what? To do this.
Hey, where's your wallet at, your ID, your purse?
What are you doing?
Where is your ID at? Is it in your car?
You're not supposed to do this.
Where's your ID at?
I am not giving you any of my information.
Okay,
what are you
so
doing?
I'm
under duress. I am under duress.
You are under arrest.
No, yeah, under arrest, under duress.
Okay.
Right. I am being forced.
Hey, is her wallet in the car?
Yeah,
all right, now let's go to the crazy Jewish lady. Go ahead to the next clip.
I'm from Israel, so if you don't let me go right now, I'm going to bring it down.
Watch this entitled woman get owned for driving on the wrong side of the road and ignoring the officer's orders.
Ma'am, you're going the wrong way. You cannot go this way.
Ma'am, you can't go this way.
No, you're not.
You're going to
I'm telling you, you're not. You're nose on with somebody right now. Please turn around and go this way. Ma'am, there are children on the roadway. Please make a U-turn and go this way. Please. Reverse and go this way, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Please.
Step out of the car, please. Step out of the car, please.
Get out of the car.
You're arresting me for what?
Yeah, I'm gonna walk back to my dad.
What? You just told him. Oh my Jesus.
He put my arms back here. You, by the way, I'm sorry, but you need to lose your license.
Brandon Strzok is coming up straight ahead. Ton of news to cover back in 60 seconds.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide. They're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've known Brandon Strzok for, I don't know, 8 years, 9, 10 years. He's been a big Trump supporter, so have I. He was also there on J6. They tried to throw him in prison for no reason. And, you know, he has since then, he's always been popular, but I got to tell you, he's just everywhere, tens of millions of views every day. Elon Musk reposting him. Just doing really good commentary on the insanity in the world. You see a lot of his clips here, so I wanted to invite him on the show. Just to get his 35,000-foot view of the midterms on Trump, because I think his views are really similar to mine. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but I'm really concerned about the Epstein cover-up. I'm really concerned about the Iran war. I'm really concerned about Israel primarying our people and really throwing its weight around. Straka put out a video today. It's gone viral. Because you see this everywhere where the Israel influencers have been given $1.3 billion Israel fund in the last year. They admit that. To pay influencers here, and Netanyahu has all these secret meetings with Chatham House rules where he meets, you know, with dozens, sometimes hundreds of influencers at hotels here in the U.S. And citizens can have their pro-Israel view if they want. Just don't be on the payroll of a foreign government while you accuse us of being Qatari. So there's so much to get into. You got this House of Horrors with 16 children found in a 12-by-12 room that couldn't even talk. It seems like every week they're finding one of these dungeons, a lot of it pedophilia. I mean, just to get into the, just, there's so much to hit here, so much to go over with Brandon. You can find him on Brandon Strzok. That's Straka. And of course, he founded the Walk Away campaign, early on and got a lot of, people that are, you know, gay who don't, you know, support all the insanity of the left to walk away and a lot of Democrats to walk away. Very successful. He got targeted by the left. And he joins us right now. So Brandon, great to have you. I threw out a lot there, but go wherever you want first because you're on so many levels hitting on all cylinders. But maybe we should just start with your overall view of where America and the world is today and Trump in the midterms. Great to have you with us.
Good to be back with you again, Alex. So the first thing I want to do really quickly is just make a minor correction on something that you said there, because a lot of people make this mistake. Walk Away has not been and has never been a movement specifically for gay people or the LGBT community. Since day one, Walk Away has been a movement for all people, and it began as a movement to walk away from the Democratic Party. We've had phenomenal success with the black community, the Hispanic community.
Oh, I want to be clear. I want to be clear. I guess CNN and the media made it kind of about that to like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why they did that, but yeah, you're right. Sorry. I misrepresented that.
No, 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 that's okay. And I think that kind of happened because Walkaway, especially in the early years, was phenomenally successful. And then everyone kind of started their own Lexit and this. And then I think people just thought, oh, well, Walkaway is for gay people, but it's always been for everybody. And so that kind of leads me to the other part of your first question, which is, you know, we're still doing really great work with Walkaway. We're still very, very busy, but to be honest with you, I've had to kind of pivot a little bit because we don't really live in times right now that are as simple as they used to be, where this used to be sort of a left versus right paradigm. I'm actually starting to question if it was ever just a left versus right paradigm. I'm starting to question more and more every day if the war has always been more vertical than horizontal, people on the ground versus the power structure, as opposed to left versus right. Maybe that was always a little bit of a facade. But nonetheless, a lot of the work that we're doing right now is covering what we're calling the Great MAGA Divide, that a lot of people right now are actually walking away from MAGA, and they're not becoming Democrats. They're not becoming socialists or leftists. They're actually wanting the America First movement that we were promised, and a lot of people are questioning if they're getting that right now, and I'm finding myself in that camp as well.
Well, I've been following your stuff basically almost daily for ever since you blasted onto the scene, and you're right. You got so many people to walk away from the Democratic Party, and the media would, you know, I think focus on a lot of the gay people that left as well, but you got so many blacks, leftists, you name it, because the Democratic Party was so corrupt, it was so obvious, they were so racist, they were so divisive. And now I've noticed that you are saying walk away from being establishment and have been critical of Trump to a great extent. I still see so many other Republicans that are running as much better than the Democratic Socialists. So I overall still support the Republicans, think people should vote, but they need to check each candidate and obviously not support a Lindsey Graham or a Thune or, neocons like that. But at the same time, I think it's good to put pressure on Trump with his Israel first stance and things, because I've seen we're able to actually push him off of mistakes he's made. A lot of black pillars get mad at me and they say, no, you're kissing his ass. You shouldn't support him and praise him when he does something good. We should just totally turn on him. Well, I mean, he's turned a lot on his base. Us putting pressure on him and the Republicans to do the right thing is a no-brainer. We should keep doing that. But I do see this talking point that, oh, no, you shouldn't praise this or praise that when it's good. You should just bash, bash, bash. And I know you've noticed that as well. How do you thread the needle on that?
Well, okay, so what we've been doing with Walkaway is this series that we're calling the Great MAGA Divide Debates. And we've been having people, it's right versus right, essentially. It's most of the people in these debates at one point or another were firmly behind Trump and firmly behind the MAGA movement. Some of them still are. Some of them, like I said, have walked away and now consider themselves to be America First. But what we're trying to do.
And by the way, those are super viral. I should have raised that. I mean, Walkaway was a super hit, scared the Democrats so bad, it really helped Trump win. Definitely this last time. And yeah, you've launched these super viral debates that really spotlight the real fight is America First or Israel First, isn't it?
That's a huge part of it. That's a huge part of it. And I'll tell you, I'll kind of walk you through exactly the reason why we decided to do these. Many, many months ago, whatever, 8, 9 months ago, whatever, a lot of the noise started being made about the fracture within the movement. And of course, on one side, you've got Tucker Carlson, you've got Alex Jones, you've got Megyn Kelly and many other. On the other side, you've got Mark Levin and, a number of other people. And I was visiting my parents probably 6, 7 months ago. And I was saying, hey, what do you think about this big feud that's happening in MAGA and Tucker versus Mark Levin? And my mom was like, what are you talking about? And by the way, my parents are they watch Fox News every single day, many, many hours a day. They're on Facebook. So they're not like uninformed people, but they're definitely living within a bubble that a lot of boomers are living within. And it became clear to me. I was like, wow, like she doesn't even know what I'm talking about. So I said, do you ever go on X? Do you ever? And she's like, no, not really. We mostly just kind of sit on Facebook. So I got her an X account. I got my dad an X account. I followed a bunch of accounts on both sides. And all of a sudden she starts asking me a million questions. What is this? What is that? Why are they fighting about Israel? You're telling me that people are not siding with Israel? We're always supposed to side with Israel. And I was like, holy cow. And I started to realize that this divide that's happening within the conservative movement, it's not just ideological, it's generational. And if you're over the age of 65, you're living in a completely different world than people who are under the age of 30. And then I'd say any of the age group in between is a little bit split, but I'd actually say maybe under 50 or more kind of push toward the America First side. And so to me, I was like, this is so interesting that we're all, you know, ideologically backing the same political party, but like there's factions that don't even, like one hand is not even talking to the other. And so I was like, we got to sit people down. And so the first debate that we did was boomers versus millennials, which that one was phenomenally successful, but we had three really intelligent conservative baby boomers versus three very intelligent conservative millennials. And I mean, it was like they were speaking two different languages. And I thought this was really fascinating. And the really interesting thing is when I announced we were doing this, my Facebook audience, which is older and more baby boomers, were super angry. I mean, I lost thousands and thousands of followers just for having this conversation and doing this debate. But we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep having these conversations because I agree with you completely. As angry as people in the conservative movement are getting at people who are being critical of President Trump, or I would say just demanding that he keep his promises, I think it is getting through and it is working. I mean, I think that we're actually impacting decisions that President Trump and this administration are making by forcing them to be accountable for the campaign promises that they made to all of us.
Well, let's talk about that because you're a really astute guy. I want to get your view on this. Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and the Israel lobby that have gotten $1.3 billion last year officially from the government. There's a lot more than that for private interest to engage in the eighth front in the war that Netanyahu announced a year ago. And they admittedly, the talking points have come out. Trump's chief of all social media went public and said they offered him last year $20 million a year. That's $2 million a month to put out talking points that they gave them. And you did a video on that we'll play in a moment today that actually shows just a snapshot of how in live time, at the same time, they're all posting basically word for word the same PSYOP statement. And again, just be honest about it, okay? And we're not supposed to have all this foreign involvement in our politics. You know, supposedly the Russians do it with no evidence. Well, this is real. Israel doesn't hide it. And so Levin was smart. They were smart. They came out and attacked us, called us low IQ, called us Iranian agents, Qatari agents. A lot of people took the bait, yelled at Trump. He then called us low IQ and called me fried and low IQ. I didn't take the bait. I just said Trump will probably wake up that this war is going to fail and that it's hurting the economy and it's killing the midterms. Now Trump's kind of pulling away. But the point is that it was very smart when all these Never Trumpers came in and acted like they were the good guys. We were attacking Trump when we were actually trying to get him to course correct. And a lot of people took the bait to get really pissed at Trump. And again, I'm not kissing Trump's ass. I was never MAGA. I'm 1776. I'm all for Make America Great Again, but I came before this and I'll be there after it. I'm about making America free and prosperous and just and decent, not just great. So you're not in the cool kid club. You're not the Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick table with Trump anymore. No, Trump, I'm glad separated himself from me because I'd already done it, but I'm still there trying to influence him. But what can you say about the genius of the Israelis tricking so many people and then tricking Trump into turning against his main base, which now killed him in the polls? Well,
yeah. So to answer that question, let me just like take a step back really quickly and remind people that 8 years ago, I walked away from the Democratic Party. I was a diehard Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Democrat Party leftist supporter. And when I discovered the propaganda, the manipulation, because I, you know, as a Democrat, I fell for all of it. And I believed when I walked away and I came over to MAGA, because that happened around 2017, 2018, I started walking away in 2018. I thought I was coming to the side that cared about facts over feelings. That's what I was told. This was the facts over feelings people. I was told this was the side that doesn't fall for propaganda. We do our own research. We do our own homework. We don't fall for the brainwashing narratives, all the stuff. And for many, many years, that seemed to be true. And what I'm finding right now is that I feel really betrayed in many, many ways because, I lost just about everything. I lost my friends. I went to jail supporting President Trump. My reputation has been destroyed. I nearly lost my organization, from mass deplatforming after January 6th because we
were debanked. We forget you were one of the most targeted people with deplatforming. And now look at Laura Loomer was too, but now she's for deplatforming. I'm so sad for her.
Yeah.
You've never changed your values, but you got put through hell. That would be a whole show.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Banned from banks, banned from payment processors, banned from email services, banned from social media platforms. And, you know, still I stayed with this movement. I stayed with this president. I continued to campaign in 2024, believing that this was the same MAGA that I was behind, back in 2018, 2019, 2020. And what I'm finding now is that the behaviors that so many people in this movement are engaging in are identical to the left that I walked away from.
Bingo, so let me interrupt. They literally use the Sandy Hook talking points on me. High-level influencers, national hosts, low-level, and they use all the other same leftist tropes that I'm a Nazi. And it's exactly the left's playbook.
No, that is one of the most insane things. When I'm watching people who are diehard conservatives and people who are Trump supporters literally calling people Nazis without any sense of irony, that this is exactly the behavior that we used to object to the left doing, because not only is it not true, and not only are you assassinating people's character, but you're actually putting people in danger. I mean, the number of times I've been chased down the street, that I've been physically assaulted, or everything I went through with January 6th or anything else, that all ties to mass hysteria that's created when you falsely designate somebody as a bigot or a racist or a Nazi, and you instill that kind of fear in people.
Because you're saying it's okay to punch a Nazi, and when they call you a Nazi, it's okay to hit you in the head with a brick.
Yeah, now our side is saying that too. And you know, and you're saying, isn't that clever that they found this way to kind of flip the script? I mean, yeah, I guess so. But when the left does that, we call that rules for radicals. And we acknowledge that this is a very Marxist way to behave and that we shouldn't be embracing this kind of behavior in this country. Essentially what they've done, I'll tell you something. When they started using that term woke right, like, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, I kept reading it going like, I don't get it. Like, I'm not a total idiot. Like, I literally don't get what this means. And I kept asking people, like, what do they mean when they say woke right? I'm not getting it. And people would explain it. And I'm like, I still don't get it. And it wasn't until they started turning on me that I realized, like, oh, it doesn't actually mean anything. It's just something that they're making up to try to silence people who are dissenting.
Exactly. A year ago, Netanyahu, in that speech, the first one he gave, we're launching the eighth front in the war. When he's telling all the Zionist, Christian Zionists, he says, we're going to use the term woke Reich, meaning Hitler, on anybody that disagrees with our war. And just cold-bloodedly, they know it's not true.
Yeah. And now this has been embraced by a huge sect of the conservative influencer movement. Like you were talking about that post I put out yesterday, a number of large accounts on X, and I'm sure it's more than just the four I mentioned, literally writing identical language. And look, okay, it would be one thing if it was White House talking points, you know, if they were all putting out the same messaging about America or President Trump. It's about a foreign country. It's about a foreign government. I mean, they're all working in lockstep and putting out unified messaging about a foreign country. And I'm like, what? How is this America first? How is this the MAGA movement? Like, what is this? This is nothing like what I signed up for and nothing like what I lost all of my friends and went to jail 4 years ago. I mean, what the hell is this? And so this is what I want to focus my time and energy on with my organization, my activism, and what we're doing. Because look, a lot of people, you know, and people who are angry at me right now are going, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you creating more division? You should just be out fighting the left like you always do. And I'm trying to explain to them. And again, this is where we're living in different bubbles. I'm like, you guys are not getting it. If the midterms were tomorrow or if they were next week, I think that the majority of people under the age of 30 wouldn't even vote at all. Many of them might even come out and cast a protest vote for the Democratic Party. And I do think we've lost libertarians. I think we've lost independents. I think that we've lost a lot of young people. I think the only people who are firmly still behind the movement now are mostly Zionists or boomers. And I don't think that they're getting it. And so to me, I'm like, the most important work that I feel like I can be doing right now is getting everybody on the same page, seeing that the divide is real. It really is happening, helping people to understand what the divide is about. And then perhaps we can get the attention of the president and the administration and correct course to some degree. But, you know, we should have been focusing this whole last year and a half on mass deportations, making sure that the border is ironclad secure. and getting the American people, the economy on track, making life affordable, coming up with solutions to make the American dream attainable to young people who feel like that there's absolutely no hope. They, you know, they don't think that they have a future. They don't think they're ever going to be able to buy a home. They don't think that there's going to be a job market available to them with AI and H-1B visas and immigrants. We're not deporting millions of
absolutely. Well, Trump's made statements like, I don't even think about the average American's economic problems. I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. All I care about is war. And Alex Brusewicz, Trump's speechwriter, head of all social media, again, he said that a year ago, the Israeli government offered him $20 million covertly, $2 million a month, to work for them and propagandize Trump. That's illegal. That's espionage if the Russians or Chinese or anybody else does it. And that's what you're saying. This is a crazy national security issue. Israel is another country. They're in the Defense Authorization Act trying to merge and marry, is the word they use, and synergistically our military. I mean, that is such a big deal. And you couldn't be doing anything more healthy spotlighting that, because it's killed Trump in the polls, this Israel First stuff. I want to play a clip of that report you put out where you highlight just a snapshot of four accounts at the same time saying basically the exact same thing. And I even like some of these people on most of the issues. But sorry, you need to, like a NASCAR, put a big Star of David on you so we know who you're sponsored by. Here it is.
Does anyone else find it a little bit crazy when a group of influencers has the exact same thought at the exact same time? What are the odds of this type of organic synchronicity? It really needs to be studied by science. An example of this phenomenon happened just today. The accounts of Ian Miles Chong, Will Chamberlain, Captive Dreamer, and Sam all had nearly identical wave patterns. Completely organically, Ian Miles Chong wrote, "Anti-Semites are turning me into a Zionist. Their low IQ energy is too much for anyone intelligent to handle." Somewhere else in the world, Will Chamberlain happened to think to himself at the same time, "Really starting to feel like all the anti-Semitism out there is turning me into a Zionist." And like a cognitive ping pong ball, Captive Dreamer somewhere else in the country wrote, "Anti-Semites are turning me into a Zionist. Their low IQ energy is too much for anyone intelligent to handle." And Sam, yet somewhere else in the United States, thought to himself at the same time, "Anti-Semites are turning me into a Zionist. Their low IQ energy is too much for anyone intelligent to handle." Remarkable.
Now, what you spotlight here, we'll go to break here in a moment, is going back to the Sandy Hook thing. I barely ever talked about it. Wasn't the guy that said it didn't happen. Covered other people a few times saying it. People did Google searches in the first 6 years of it, and I was never in a news article about it. Didn't get banned on X or over that. They just made it up later, raised money. And some days there would be thousands of articles if you did a Google search in the news. It would say some days 32,000 articles because AP's in every newspaper and TV station. So, you know, 25,000 would be an AP article, but there'd be thousands of other lone articles, TV shows everywhere. And it would say, he attacked their house. He peed on graves. And I would notice the publishing time would all be within seconds of each other because we later learned it was a PR firm of the Democrats with the DOJ and CIA involved that's come out in court. And they would paying them to send it out and all publish it at once. And that's what you're pointing out here.
Yeah, I am. And at least I give Will Chamberlain a little bit of credit because he took the message that they were sent and at least kind of reworded it a little bit. I mean, it's incredible to me the laziness on top of that, that the other three literally just copied and pasted the message and published it without, they probably didn't even read it. Honestly. And so, Mike, I don't know who's giving this directive to them and who, you know, if what they're being compensated, who they're being compensated by to do this messaging. But again, this is propaganda on behalf of a foreign nation. And you have American influencers who are taking the bait and doing this and putting out this messaging. And it's, I mean, what the hell? I just think it's crazy.
While again, they call us Nazis. And while they claim we're on the Qatari payroll.
Right, exactly right. They're claiming that anybody who points this out is doing that because they're the ones being paid by Middle Easterners and Arabs and Muslims to overthrow America.
We'll be right back.
We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot Apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at the AlexJonesStore.com. No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world. That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny, because the ideas we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. We don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide. Then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist death cult depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel. The widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off, and all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market, buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best high spray on the market, buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boost your testosterone and more, buy one, get one free. As I said, it was 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40, the highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff loss leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026, help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all.
We're extending the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Man, I gotta get Brandon Strzok on
Discover trends
board.
And global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I mean, I've always been a fan of Brandon Strzok, but I'm like a daily fan now. I watch all his videos. I actually go to his X account, which I don't do a lot, and I see it everywhere. So he's been successful, but is it fair to say you're more successful than you've ever been? Because that's exciting. And I mean, I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You've always been very eloquent, but it seems like you've leveled up. What's happened with you?
God, I don't know. Do I think I'm more successful? I never think of myself as successful, so I can't answer that part of it. But I will say,
Well, I mean, successful in getting the truth out. I mean, you're kicking ass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Look, I'll tell you this. I've become a little bit black-pilled, okay, about politics on both sides of the aisle. I don't have a lot of faith and belief these days in Republicans. I definitely don't have any love or faith or belief in Democrats. And so what I'm trying to do right now is just put a lot of focus on the culture and focus on getting people to identify the ways in which we're being lied to, manipulated, that we're being deceived with propaganda. And I'm sorry, unfortunately, it's happening on both sides. And that's been really the really ugly discovery that I've made, at least in this administration. I didn't see it as much the first time around, but I'm seeing it a lot. So, yeah, what I'm trying to do now is just like take a lot of stories that I'm seeing trending in the news, break them down in simple little quick, you know, 60-second, 90-second videos for people. Let them know this is what's true. This is what's not true. This is how they're lying.
And it all makes sense, and it's all really, no one can disagree with you. You're doing a really good job, and you also got viral debates going on. You're doing great man on the street interviews. I always praise people that are knocking out of the park. This is the time to take our country back. There's a fourth turning. The whole world's waking up. The globalists admit that. When do you think Trump started to go sideways? Just 4 or 5 months in, all of a sudden with Epstein and then the Israel thing. What do you think happened to Trump?
So I thought he started to go. Look, I was concerned right out of the gate because I didn't love a lot of the administration picks. I wasn't thrilled about Pam Bondi immediately. I've never been a fan of Kash Patel. I don't like Dan Bongino. I've never liked Dan Bongino. I've never told people the story of how he completely left me hanging during January 6th when he had his podcast.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, happy to. When I got arrested for January 6th, so people need to understand too, this was at a time when I was like a regular face on Fox News, all of the conservative mainstream media. But the second that I got arrested for January 6th, and just so people know, I didn't enter the Capitol, didn't engage in any violence. I mean, I never even should have been arrested or charged with anything because I didn't commit a crime on January 6th. They came after me because of who I am and what I do and for no other reason. And it was really, look, it was bad for everybody. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I had it worse than other people. I'm not saying that. But I am one of the few people who was going through what I call the trifecta. I was charged with criminal charges. I was charged. Civil case was brought against me by a Soros-funded nonprofit law firm. They went out and found 8 or 9 Capitol police officers who were black and represented them and sued me under the KKK Act, alleging that I was a white supremacist who went to the Capitol to deprive black officers of their civil rights. And then I also got subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. So I was like drowning in hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills because I had to hire lawyers to deal with all of this. And the conservative movement wouldn't platform me for the most part. There were a few people, but I was reaching out to everyone being like, I'm dying here. I'm getting the hell kicked out of me and I need help. And so I went to Dan Bongino many, many times. And I kept messaging him and I said, dude, I need help, please. And every once in a while he would respond to me and he would be like, write me back in a couple of weeks. And then one time he said to me, well, if I can find a few minutes on the show, I'll have you on. This went on for 2.5 years. And meanwhile, every time he would go on his show every day and talk about January 6th and talk about these people who are, the victims of Biden's weaponization. I'm like, dude, you've got a really well-known person who this is happening to, exactly what you're talking about every day. And like, let me tell my story. And so I ran into him at Mar-a-Lago. Tucker had me on after I went through my whole case and after I went through my house arrest. Tucker sat me down for like an hour and I ran into Dan Bongino and he came up to me and he said, oh, I saw your interview with Tucker. You did a really good job. And I was like, thanks, man. I was like, do you think I could ever, get my story out on your platform? And he was like, yeah, shoot me an email. So I shot him an email and it was just the same thing again. And long story short, never did a thing for me. And then when he actually had an opportunity to go in and be a part of the FBI and actually go in there and identified the people who made January 6th happen.
He did a total 180 on everything.
Everything.
Everything. Listen, here's my deal on Bongino. He's a liar. He literally 3 months ago, and I'm not whining about myself. It's like you're got a lake and you put buoys up where there's rocks. I'm just like, just look out. you know, this guy, or you know, you're not going to kill a beehive. So you put a sign up saying, warning, don't run lawnmowers over here. You know, it's like, warning, you know, beehive. He literally goes on air and says, let me tell you a story about Alex Jones. I was on a show 10 years ago, and he came on during the break and said, let's lie to the audience and make up a story. And he said, I don't want to lie. And Jones said, no, this gets publicity. And so I went on the show, and I shouldn't have done it. 100% made up. 100, the crew, even people working here then knew that. He came on 4 or 5 times. I was promoting him running for Congress, whatever. The guy, and now I've learned he's done this to all these other people, these FBI agents that gave him all the whistleblower stuff, Carl Serafin and others.
Yep.
He then would go testify secretly to Congress when he's getting approved, saying, don't talk to them, they're frauds. And Grassley got in his face in closed session and then contacted them and said, this guy's working against you. So he's a double agent, man. He is bad, bad, bad. I mean, he is yep. bad. He's a bad man.
Yeah, don't like him at all. Don't like him at all. And I had concerns right out of the gate because it seemed like Trump was filling his administration with podcasters, cable news hosts, influencers, and all of these people, all of them I know personally. I've known them for many, many years. And I thought, okay, if this, first of all, it's bad enough that you're going to go down this road, because this is really serious business. I mean, when we're talking about de-weaponizing the DOJ, de-weaponizing the FBI, rooting out all of the bad actors in the government, getting rid of corruption, you need to have very, very serious people, and they need to have an extremely thick
well, yeah.
skin.
Look at the 180. Oh, totally, they killed Epstein. He knew all the elements. No, I saw the file. He didn't. And then they put out fake video with a bunch of stuff cut out. Then, oh, no, Strzok acted the shooter in Pennsylvania, Crooks acted alone. Oh, you know, the guy in Mar-a-Lago acted alone. He was known as intelligence and all those passports and money from Ukraine. And then on Epstein, on every front, cover up, cover up, cover up. I mean, it's such a disappointment, but I figured out he's always been bad. He's a chameleon. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. And yeah, and to your point, when he has come out since being in the FBI and done a complete reversal on all of these things that he helped build his audience and build his fortune by pushing these narratives when he was on his podcast, it's not just that he's doing a complete 180, but he's talking to everybody like they're stupid now for ever believing these things in the first place. I mean, it's like the gaslighting and the total propaganda and then calling all of us, you know, doomers and panickins and, you know, that we're all bad guys for asking these questions. Like, dude, we're asking questions about stuff you were talking about for years and you haven't sufficiently explained to anybody why you've changed your mind about any of this stuff. You've done a complete reversal.
Same
Nobody
thing on Cash
why.
Patel. What a disappointment. But you never 100%. Liked him. I tried to like him. I mean, this guy is incredible. What do you think's going on with that guy?
I don't know. I mean, look, when I look at both of them, I see two people who I think wanted to go into the FBI and wear cool badges and wear cool uniforms and fly around on private jets and live like playboys and live, you know, people ask all the time, well, do you think that the deep state was exposed to them? Do you think they saw behind the curtain and they were scared straight? And so they did. In my opinion, that gives them too much credit. I actually just think, I don't think they were ever serious in the first place. I think they wanted the attention and the eventual fortune that would come from being somebody who worked in the FBI under this administration, thinking that everybody was going to see them as some sort of national hero. And I don't think they had any intention of actually doing any of the things that said they were going to do.
And that's my next point for you. And you're astute on this. I want your take. And I had Mark Mitchell on, and the White House heard it. The vice president did and flew him up there from the show. And he met with him 3 hours, an hour with Trump, a total three with Vance. Wiles and others, and to her credit, he was like, oh no, he needs to listen. We need to stop this. And Mitchell was saying, no more billionaires, no more, you know, all this stuff. People want to hear about jobs. They want to hear about all this stuff. You know, all this stuff's hurting you over here. And Trump really didn't listen, but now his poll numbers are like 30 from 58. We're going to lose the midterms. Now I know internally Trump is upset, but he can't seem to change course enough. He's criticized Netanyahu some. So it's so sad to watch Bongino and Patel destroy themselves like deer in the headlights and do all this and now be so unpopular and then pretend that attacking us is somehow meaning they're the winners when you've seen Levin Shapiro go from big audiences to almost none. I mean, Shapiro's gone from millions of views per YouTube to like 5,000. Levin is in the toilet. They're all destroying themselves, and we needed them to be good and help save the country, and they seem to be digging in. What do you make of this?
I don't know. I really think that this all backfired, and I say this all the time. You know, no matter how I feel about how things are going right now, one thing I'll always say is that I will always thank President Trump for being the person who got me to see that there is such a thing as fake news and propaganda. I would not have walked away from the Democratic Party if Trump hadn't run for office. But the problem with that is that Trump sort of woke everybody up, and Trump got everyone to see things are not what they think they are with our government. They're not what we think they are with the media. But then it's almost like they forgot that they woke us up. And now they feel like they can just kind of keep repeating these talking points to us that are obviously not true. And we know what they're doing. And we know that what they're saying to us isn't real, isn't true. You know, when you're telling us like, oh, the economy's never been better and the people have never been thriving and business, people are not feeling that and they're not seeing it. And they know exactly what you're doing. I love your point about the billionaires. I think that's been one of the biggest betrayals. Watching Mark Zuckerberg and Peter Thiel and all of these people that were at one time enemies to the administration and every Trump voter. I mean, these are the people that mass deplatformed Trump supporters, caused 10 times more damage to the January 6th defendants than they already would have been going through otherwise. And now they're pulled into the fray. I did one of my videos yesterday, like you were just talking about. Like, look, I'm not trying to just be a negative Nancy. I love how you always say you call balls and strikes. I'm trying to call balls and strikes, too. I'm trying to give praise where praise is due. But President Trump came out yesterday and said he's working with Walmart for Walmart to lower their prices temporarily to make life more affordable for people. And I'm like, OK, cool. That's great. But now everyone's going to go to Walmart, and this just negatively impacts mom and pop shops, small businesses. Why don't you incentivize small businesses to be able to drop their prices so we can get people into the mom and pop shops and getting everyday Americans thriving? Why are we supporting billionaire conglomerates like Walmart when everyday Americans are the ones who need these breaks and need these incentives and get their businesses thriving? It just drives me crazy.
Trump needs to get back to more stuff like no tax on tips and some of the good things he's done. And that's my paradox. You see the Democrat Socialists of America, you see that they know it's all lies, offering them all this free stuff. And then I see the alternative, but then because I have integrity and we already saw Trump slide so far, we got to get on his ass to try to get him to push back. And we've seen him slide back a little bit towards the good. Then I try to balance that. And then I catch myself because it's so horrific to watch Trump do wrong things that I can't stop talking about him. And then I talk a lot about the Democrats too, but how do you balance that? Cause I mean, you go after the Democrats probably even more than you go after the Republicans.
Oh yeah, for sure. But the thing is we have this very small window that's closing, the small window of time where we needed to be doing mass deportations. We needed to be de-weaponized the DOJ and FBI, all of these things, America First things that people know needed to be done. I just interviewed Joe Kent. I'm launching my own podcast here in a couple of weeks. One of the first guests I had was Joe Kent. And I asked him, I said, you know, we would need to deport at least like 15,000 people every day for the rest of President Trump's term if we were just to try to get rid of the people that Biden brought in here illegally. And frankly, it's probably even more than those numbers, but that's what we know of. And I asked Joe Kent, would that ever have been realistic? Honestly, sort of expecting him to say, look, it's really not that realistic. But I was a little bit shaken to hear Joe Kent say to me, we actually could have done that if we had come in hard on day one with a solid plan and made that our primary focus. He said, unfortunately, what we did is dedicate so much time and energy and resources to Iran, which he said has really been going on for over a year. It's not just this, you know, few months that we've been at war, 3-4 months, whatever. He said, this has been going on since last summer. But he said, we could have gotten the job done if this had been the primary focus of the administration. And so I want to make every day count with the time that we have left. We've wasted too much time already. I don't think that we can accomplish everything that should have been accomplished, but we need to get in there and do what we can do with the time that we have left. And if we can change course, I think, and do a U-turn, then possibly we can look to 2028 and inspire people once again to get behind that. But I think for the midterms, I don't think it looks hopeful. Like I said, I think that we've really lost, you know, the libertarians, the independents. I think we've lost a lot of young people. I don't see that changing. And I think that there's going to be a huge splintering after the midterms, between what will be America First and what will remain of MAGA.
And that was my next question. A lot of people talk about a third party, but the way our system's set up, that's so hard to do, and that tends to get the Democrats in, so it's kind of like cut your nose off and spite your face. But at the same time, we've got to punish neocon and rhino Republicans, because our beachhead, you know, has gotten to be a majority, but it's still not enough, because the Democrats can join with the neocons to outvote us. But if you look at this, notice, we don't have any influence. Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, you get listed in there, along with a lot of others. And that's a diverse group of people with different ideas. But in general, we're being betrayed. We don't want Israel first. We want America first. But then the Mark Levins, everybody say, you don't have any power. No one listens to you. You know, our audiences are way bigger than theirs. And then they turn around and say, well, if we lose the midterms, it's your fault. No, these are all never Trumpers that are in there knowingly destroying their own audiences. It's so unpopular. I mean, I'd say 80% of MAGA isn't liking this. I'd say half of those hold their nose. But I mean, still, this is devastating. We have the internal polls out of the White House. I've talked to them. They know, and they're still going down this thing. So when the Democrats win the House and Senate and come after Trump and his family and everybody, they've already got investigations over billion-dollar deals for tungsten in Tajikistan with his son signed up for it with Ludnick's kids. The day after they hire their kids, Trump gives them a multi-billion-dollar U.S. contract. I mean, this is crazy. And a lot of this insider trading and corrupt deals would make Nancy Pelosi blush. It would make, even the New York Post says, God, this is worse than Hunter Biden. And what are we just supposed to have no morals and say, well, he's our guy, so it's okay? I'm sorry. I'm pissed that this happened. I'm not one to bitch at Trump. The Democrats want to put me in prison. They tried to put you in prison. I mean, I cannot sell out. I cannot do it. You know, I mean, I got the calls, you know, almost a year ago when I started to really turn. And it's like, come to the White House, come to Mar-a-Lago, come to, we want to give you an award and all this stuff. And I knew what it was. And I just said, you know what the reward is? It'd be you getting back on track. And then boom, you know, I'm fried. I'm retarded. I got a low IQ. No, we were right about the Iran war being a failure. We were right about it killing the economy, Strait of Hormuz. We were right. They were wrong. And I think Trump needs to look in the mirror, Brandon.
Absolutely. And there's a few indicators here I think that people can look at, too. So, for instance, if you go on YouTube, take a look at some of these debates Walkaway's been doing, read the comments, thousands and thousands of comments. I mean, my team and I were shocked when we read them, because they're, you know, MAGA versus America first. If there's 7,000 comments, maybe more than that, like 98% of them are people saying, I was firmly behind President Trump. I was firmly behind MAGA. I'm now identifying as America first, because I'm not getting what I voted for. And look, I may be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I look at the results of Thomas Massie's primary and the breakdown of that by age. And that to me tells a very telling story about what I believe is going to happen in November, because there's been this sort of like false sense of security a lot of people are lulling themselves into when they look at the primaries and saying, oh, these primary results are proof that MAGA is as strong as it ever was because all of President Trump's endorsements are winning their primaries. I don't think that that's a legitimate indicator. I think what the legitimate indicator is going to be is who comes out in November and how they vote. And I think a lot of people are going to be really shocked when that happens.
I 100% agree with you. And in a lot of these races, like Ken Paxton, he's endorsing the right guy. You know, in some it's wrong, Lindsey Graham and what happened in Kentucky. But looking at this and looking at what's about to happen to the Republican Party in the midterms, from the internal numbers I've gotten from pollsters in the White House, because they're really concerned if there are a lot of them are on our side, but if you criticize Trump, you get thrown out the door and basically fired. The numbers they have is they're going to lose like 30, 40 seats in the House, and the Democrats are going to probably gain the Senate by one or two, so it's going to be close, and then a few Republicans vote with them. So, I mean, the Democrats are going to go on a jihad, and then you're going to probably get, they're saying, 15 to 20 Democrat socialists elected. They're winning all the primaries right now. I mean, Brandon, this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, it certainly is. And part of the reason, by the way, it's like a great mystery.
All right, his Zoom broke up. Let's reconnect with him so we can finish up. He's a real guy. He's a good guy. He's smart. and I see him getting demonized everywhere as well. But you heard the key point he made, Brandon made there. I want him to finish his point. He's back. And then we got to close out. Hopefully he'll come back sooner, maybe even guest host sometime, because he's doing top-notch work. I'm just pointing that out. It's always spotlighted with the best of the best. Is that I don't need to read a poll. I live in Austin, Texas. I travel around the country. Everybody I know were Trump supporters. Some weren't early on, but they didn't support Democrats. And when they persecuted Trump and tried to kill him and tried to put him in prison for no reason, he had that underdog folk hero thing, and he had the biggest support ever just 2 years ago. At least 80% of the Trump supporters I know are either done and disillusioned, or they're holding their nose and super pissed. And so that's like 40% of his people are gone. 80% are pissed. You heard Brandon, about 90% of the comments. You know, I see the same thing. So Trump, if he wanted to be unpopular and he wanted to become like the new Bill Gates or something, he's done a great job hitching his wagon to the Epstein cover-up. And I think that's the biggest thing that hurt him. Finish your other point, and I'd like you to address that, Brandon.
Sure. Basically, I think what I was saying was, and I missed a lot of what you said there because I froze up. But basically, to your point about, you know, on the one hand, this other side of the aisle wants to say that we're a small group of people. Nobody, there's really no divide. We have no influence. It's just a bunch of podcasters and people making noise. On the other hand, they seem to be very aware that there is a problem, that trouble's lurking around the corner, and they're going to be planning to blame us when that happens. But the other point that I wanted to make too, because I hear this a lot, is when you start having conversations with these people and point out a laundry list of America First policies and principles that people voted for, that they really wanted, that they have not seen yet, these people always respond, yeah, but it's better than the Democrats. It's better than the Democrats. It's like, there's got to be a better standard than that. You can't, I didn't vote to make America better than the worst thing in the world. I voted to make America great. That was the promise. I want my country to be
Bingo.
Great. And the policies that I'm seeing right now aren't helping my country at all, aren't helping people who are struggling right now. We're sending billions and billions of dollars to people all over the world. I want to see the American people thriving. I want to see American businesses thriving. I want to see my country made great. That's what I voted for.
Exactly. I knew when Trump in the last 2 months made like at least 10 statements where I don't even think about the average American's economic plight. I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. You know, everything's great. The economy's actually wonderful. Look at the stock market. When in the real world, I know it's rough, but the roughest has been in decades. And yeah, he inherited this. It was starting to get better. Now it's gotten worse because of the Strait of Hormuz. And I'm just sitting here going, if the Democrats sat around in a war room and said, if we could control Trump's brain and make him say things that hurt him, that we could put in ads. And when I saw him a month, 2 months ago at like 38%, I go, God, he'll be at 30 with these statements. And every time he did it, he'd go down a few points. I mean, he's blowing his feet off with a shotgun. It's insane. Why is he saying stuff like this?
Right. Oh, and the point I was making before about the Democrat socialists, it seems to be a great mystery for a lot of people. Like, why are people embracing socialism? I learned last year, I started a Defeat Mom Donnie effort in New York City last year. I was literally the only activist in the entire country doing something. And we built a massive coalition of thousands of volunteers out there fighting Mom Donnie, got zero help from the Republican Party. But one of the things we were doing was doing these street debates all over the city, like on college campuses, but we were doing them on the streets of New York. And when people would approach the microphone and tell me they were voting for Mom Donnie, and I would ask them why, they would talk about the unaffordability of
hold on, Brandon. I know you've been on with us for 50 minutes, but a 2 minute break, do 5 more minutes with us when you come back and finish this key point, because that's another thing you've been doing. Yeah, just knocking it out of the park. A great example to other journalists and pundits of how to engage is Brandon Strzok. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. I'm Alex Jones.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Manufacturers, miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Brandon Strzok got cut off by that break. Then we're going to go to break after he goes. I'm going to give the number out, take your calls, hit a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to. I got half the news I haven't hit yet. More stuff just broke. Anybody ever says this is a boring news day is living under a rock. Brandon, continuing, you were getting into targeting Mondami. Where was the Republican juice? I saw, like, no response except five. I mean, they don't do anything.
No.
Continue.
Right. Right. So we were doing these street debates in addition to a lot of other things. And, having New Yorkers approach the microphone and asking them if they were going to vote for Mamdani. Some of them said yes, some said not. But the ones who did, like, I was fully prepared to go into this, you know, like digging my heels and fight and debate socialism and Marxism, communism. But I'm telling you, the majority of people who approached the microphone and said that they were going to vote for Mamdani were very moderate, reasonable people. And they were just saying, like, look, I'm working two or three jobs. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm 40 years old and I still have roommates. I can't afford groceries. I can't afford gas. I can't afford this. And at least these, you know, the socialists are offering some sort of relief for, you know, and again, these are people who feel like they did everything right.
They're at least addressing people's pain, which Trump used to do. Instead, he says, I don't care about any of your problems.
And now you look at our side of the aisle. We've got Caroline Leavitt going on Fox News saying that anybody under the age of 30 are a bunch of spoiled, lazy, entitled people with a silver spoon in their mouth who don't know how to do a hard day's work. It's so out of touch. It's unbelievable how out of touch we are at this point. And the Democrats see it. They know how to message it. Their plan is terrible. It's catastrophic. But at least they see the pain. They identify it and they message towards it. We're just making fun and further alienating our base.
Do you think I don't think Trump has dementia, but definitely he's old and I think, you know, burnout comparatively, doesn't sleep. But I see the people in his administration, you know, Vance has pretty good rhetoric. But like Leavitt and them, exactly like, if, as I said earlier, if I came up with something to hurt Republicans, it's what they do. Why would they make these tone deaf statements?
The best I can come up with is that they're still stuck in this era where the way to fundraise and the way to basically get a positive approval rating is to make the boomers happy. And a lot of what they're saying right now seems to be propaganda and messaging that is designed to make boomers either feel enraged or to make boomers feel somehow placated that everything is okay. And boomers love hearing messaging like, oh, these younger generations just don't know how to work hard. They don't have motivation. They're not like you guys were when you guys were young. And it's, I'm sorry, but it's totally stupid. I'm not Gen Z. I'm not even a millennial, but I recognize that these generations are, they're motivated, they're hardworking, they're entrepreneurial, they're technological, they want to succeed, they want to do well. They're not being given the tools that they need to thrive and do well in our economy. And we're focusing so much on trying to make, you know, boomers, I guess, feel reminiscent of, you know, a time in their lives when they were young and entrepreneurial, that were completely alienating these younger voting, this younger voting base. And I guess I have to just assume that they don't realize times have changed, and that they are trying to fundraise based off of this kind of propaganda.
No, I totally agree. That's what they say. And some boomers call in and say, it's not all the boomers, but that's who voted against Massey. That, on average, yeah, the boomers are drinking the Kool-Aid. We're not blaming other boomers. My parents are awake. They're boomers. But statistically, kind of, those are the people that are kind of more Q-like and just think everything's fine. Trump's got it handled because they've got nicer houses and money. They made out good with inflation because their houses still have value. And so there's some young, lazy people, but some of the smartest people are young, some of the most entrepreneurial, and they know what's going on, and they are pissed, and they're not politically correct, and they don't give a damn. Brandon Strock, you are doing a great job. I look forward to being involved in one of your upcoming debates. Find out everything you're doing at Brandon Strock, at Straka, and at the Walkaway Movement, hashtag Walkaway on YouTube. God bless you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Brandon Strock. Okay, tons of news. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have a jam-packed hour number four today. I'm going to give the number out for people that agree, disagree, long-time callers, first-time callers, got a question, got a comment. All I ask is have a good, clean phone line and get to your point so we can get to the rest of the awesome listeners. And there were four or five callers left on the board yesterday when we ended. So if we got their numbers, we can call them back because that's something I like to do if people choose to do that. The number to join us is 512-266-0642. There it is on screen, 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., welcome. We'd love to hear from you as well. If you're in Lebanon, in Israel, in Ukraine, in Russia, all that crazy stuff, in the EU crime wave, just dial your country code access and that number that we'll put back on screen briefly for you. If you're watching on the Internet or listening on the radio, 512-266-0642. All right. What are we going to intersperse with your calls? Bombshell developments like this happen, and it gets almost no attention. A high-level federal judge has ruled that they're going to forcibly inject Amish children in Pennsylvania, Illinois, you name it. Democrats are passing laws and trying to pass laws to get rid of informed consent, to get rid of basically the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention. And we have laws that fit to that. There are no laws that can make it take shots, but they then behave and act like it's illegal and send CPS after you or deny you access to doctors, all this stuff. And remember, they told you the COVID shot will protect you. You can't spread it. You can't get it. All lies. It erases your immune system, gives you all these issues. Even Bill Maher's woken up now. Or really, he just knows his audience has. He's a chameleon. Or maybe he's, you know, half has some soul. I don't know. He did say, don't censor Alex Jones. Even he gets to speak. But he's come out. So here it is. Federal court rules against Amish families in religious exemption case. Will Supreme Court have the last word? Well, they better. I'm going to read that in a minute and then get to Bill Maher. But that dovetails with this report I've got right here. And again, what frustrates me to no end, these all tie together, is when I see these videos almost every day in New Jersey, in Illinois, in California, in Washington State, in Oregon, and like 14 states have gotten rid. Oh, Connecticut's doing it right now, too. So that'll be 15. Well, they just passed that, actually. Guys, look, I can't remember. It's 2 weeks ago. I think Connecticut just got rid of religious exemption. So it's a regulation. It's not a law, but, oh, you got to take it. And they buffalo people. I've seen cases like in Maryland. It's happened every few years. Crying black people, mainly, because they kick you out of school if you haven't given your kids the shots. It's like 68 of them now. And there's not a law to take the shots, but when they say you violated the policy, now your kid's truant. Now they arrest the kid and arrest the mom. And it just so happened in the videos I've seen in the local newscasts we've read over the years, it'll be crying black people with police dogs outside the courthouse, talking about a concentration camp, talking about abusing black people, and they're crying, saying, my younger boy got sick from it, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to jail, and he's going, and they're in the courthouse shooting him up. Oh, I ought to dig those back out. I haven't seen one of those in about 2 years. I've been on there 30-something years. I've seen in Maryland probably 8 or 9 times that comes around. We're tired of these people not giving their kids their shots. They don't care. And then it happened to be the black neighborhoods they target. But they're targeting others as well as on the newscast. It's crying. I mean, literally police dog. I'll ride over that all day long. So that's what you're supposed to riot. I'm going to call for, you know, I mean, seriously. So this is all the world. They're pulling similar crap to this. But it dovetails with these reports I see. And it's always a mom. And then they don't have the background. They don't know what's happening. They're like, my 13-year-old or my 12-year-old, because the law is all the same, including in Australia and New Zealand. It's the same laws program. At 12, they're going to move it down lower. You can't buy liquor. You can't buy cigarettes. You can't join the military. But the government's saying you have control over your medical future when you're 12. And then the government comes in the schools and systems of brainwashes for transgender fast-tracking, sterilization, chemicals, prescription sterilization, that's what it is, surgical sterilization. But more than that, you see it in Canada and the UK and the Netherlands is the vanguard. They come in and tell kids, oh, you're depressed. The state's now your ward, or you can sign up to be killed. And they're now killing kids age 12 in Canada, in the Netherlands, and in the UK. They killed 100-something thousand people the last 2 years in the Canada alone, and 99% are liberals and white. Don't believe me? Just type in 99% of those 99% of the 100,000 euthanized in Canada, assisted suicide in Canada, were white/liberal. And then it's, oh, you're depressed. You're 12. You have the parental. You have your parents don't have the rights. You have the rights over that. Medical rights and consent at ages 12 and 18. Yep, see, there it is in the news. It's bioethicists, it's administrative law, and they're just doing it. So, see, here's this mom like, God, what's this? My kid goes to the doctor, my kid goes to the hospital, and I'm not allowed to get on the portal? Everything's through a portal now at the pediatrician or your doctor or whatever. And now the portals are AI. And I call up my daughter's office. You know, I go to the doctor a couple times a year, and I'm like, oh, I'm coming down there. I'm not talking to a robot. And even, you know, smaller clinics and chains are doing it now. It's removing humanity. And like, oh, you understand the magnitude of we're going to forcibly inject the Amish. That means everybody else, folks. By the way, the Amish live on average to 86. The average American lives to 72 now. Oh, we've lost a few years. Just a decade ago, it was like 78. We don't live as long. They're killing us. We're dumbed down. Our IQs are dropping no matter what color you are. This is insane. And so look at this. A federal court last week ruled against a group of Amish parents who sought religious exemptions from school vaccination requirements for their children, a ruling that legal experts suggest may lead to U.S. Supreme Court shutdown that could determine the future of religious exemptions. And they're claiming jurisdiction over the Amish schools and saying you're under our school board control for schools. Since when do private schools have to do that? In its ruling, Miller versus McDonald and the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals New York state law eliminating religious exemptions from school vaccination requirements is neutral and generally applicable, doesn't discriminate against specific religious practices, and furthers the state's interest in protecting the public from disease. Yeah, Governor Hochul, forced injections, and this will affect the whole country. I mean, this is war, folks. They're coming with something that hurts you, that they know doesn't protect you. 68 shots. In the 1960s, we had 1 in 50,000 with autism. Now it's 1 in 33. And that isn't over-diagnosing. I've been around 50-something years. I go to the mall, a movie theater with my kids. Half the kids look like zombies. I can't go to a restaurant or anywhere without kids going, blah, 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 blah. They're autistic. They're fried. You see it? We're the fattest, the most unhealthy, the diabetes. Now 20-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's. They're murdering us. 30-something million in insurance actuaries killed by the shots. And now, 14 states. Is it 15? And it's pretty similar. It's 14 or 15 states have passed laws. You pull this up from memory. Have passed laws to get rid of religious exemptions, and a similar number have done it to take parental rights away, and at 12, you now, the kid has all the rights, and then the state can brainwash him. And the school program that secretly fast-tracks them into transgender with the club, and then they keep a secret file and give them a secret social worker and a secret lawyer and tell them your parents are going to persecute you, and they spy on the parents' background to see if they're going to be part of it, and then try to bring the parents in. If the parents don't like it, they take the kid, put them in trans foster care. I mean, this is outrageous. Look how far they've taken us. And sure, Trump, get men out of girls' sports. Okay, they've done some pushback. But everybody's focusing on men and women's sports. That's bad. That ain't nothing compared to brainwashing and taking your kid away. Oregon, Washington State, have all passed laws. It's like 7 or 8 states now. Pritzker's been trying to pass. I don't think they got it through yet. That if your 7-year-old comes home and says, I'm really a girl when they're a boy, or vice versa, and you say no, and they send social workers out and you fight it, they take your child and put them in a trans facility, obviously where they're getting, you know, molested, and fast track them into the cult. So, and a lot of states have already basically gotten rid of it, but now they're officially getting rid of all these protections. They are saying your kids belong to us. Again, they can't sign a contract, can't get a loan, can't get a mortgage, can't join the military, because they're not of the age of consent, because you can trick a child. So I'm mighty pissed about this, folks. And this is a big, big deal. And again, the reason I say it's probably worse than I'm saying is I'm going from memory. It's always more. I remember saying like a month ago, 24 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel in any way, you can't get a state contract. And it's a felony if you do take the contract. Texas has that as a law. And the crew searched it. It's 38 states now. So when I say 15, 14, I guarantee it's worse. In fact, where I'm wrong, 90% of the time when I'm wrong, it's that I underestimate or I give you old numbers. People hear this stuff, they go, this can't be true. It's not that bad. Folks, it's almost always worse than I'm telling you, okay? I had a big vaccine expert on a few months ago, and I go, yeah, it's like 1 in 50 kids has autism. They go, no, the new number is 1 in 33. And I looked it up, and that's the new, I mean, it's like, what the hell is going on here? So let's go ahead and play Bill Maher saying, hey, you know, even if you have natural immunity and already had COVID, and that's the 100% gold standard, why do they push it on you when it can kill you when you already have immunity to take the same shot? Oh, yeah. But they didn't give you protection anyways. It's all a lie. He's like, well, they just want to force it in my body. Yeah. To grow a graphene oxide matrix in you that can be scanned by wireless and it attacks your testicles and ovaries and your heart and your brain and your cardiovascular system and your liver. And they knew it all and suppressed it. It's on purpose. Bill Gates openly says he wants to reduce the world population by 80%, but he sure wants you to take a shot because he doesn't want you to die. I mean, come on. That ain't even 2 + 2 = 4, folks. That's 1 + 1 = 2. Go ahead and play Bill Maher and then dovetail it with a mother in Oregon told she can no longer have access to her child's patient portal. They're 13. It starts at 12. They're taking your children away from you. Play Bill Maher and then play her.
Why did everybody have to get a COVID shot? Even people with natural immunity. Natural immunity, yes. Which we always used to respect. But in COVID, no. Just get our product in you. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just somebody who wants to decide which ones I want.
Yeah, if they had never, I remember the buildup to that, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And I think if they had just left it, here it is, this vaccine, it's available to anybody who wants it. I think probably more people would have taken it. But when you tell Americans you must, that's a problem.
But even more that bugs me is the natural immunity thing. I mean, for the people who were like, we're the science people. Well, there was nothing that was more settled science than natural immunity is the best. So if somebody has natural immunity, if they got this, I know a lot of people who got it like they were like, oh, you know what? I got sick in like November of 2019. I bet that was COVID. Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was. And you could test it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I go, okay, now the fix is in. Now you're telegraphing that you just want to get your product in me as much as you can. And you know what? There are things that could come along. There's this hantavirus now where I want your product in me, but I want to decide.
You want to decide.
I want to decide when I want your product in me. I say that about sex toys also.
Awesome.
I want to decide.
I just got done taking my son to the doctor, and they tried telling me at the front desk that I don't have access to his patient portal anymore because he just turned 13. Are you kidding me? He is under the age of 18. He is my child. I should have access to what his medical stuff is. That is insane to me.
So the reason that this mother is locked out of her own kids' medical records is because of Democrats. Democrats passed what's called minor consent laws, and they kick in at age 13 in Oregon. So at age 13, minors gain the right to confidential care in certain areas without parental knowledge or consent. So here are those ages. At age 14, you can consent to mental health, drug, alcohol treatment. At age 15, you can consent to general medical, hospital, dental, or even surgical care. Think of that. At age 15, you can get surgical care without your parental consent. And at any age, you get full confidential reproductive health care, birth control, HIV, STI, and you get treatments for all these things. And this is all without your parent knowing. Here's what's really wild. These massive systems like MyChart and Epic, they actually default to kicking parents out at age 13 from their own kids' care. Just wrap your head around that. Who needs enemies when you have the Democrat Party?
And it's actually 12 in all the other states. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls in a moment. I got a bunch of other news, but I want to get a bunch of calls in. Bill, Bart, John, David, Rob, No Lock, and others. But before I do that, I am beyond excited about this. This new shower filter system is beautiful. It's got the healthy straight frog seal of approval, literally with a little froggy on it. It's beautiful chrome. It screws right on in 5 seconds with no plumber into all of your shower systems. You just unscrew the old one that doesn't have a filter in it and put this on. It's the highest level filter you can get at a price lower than systems that aren't even as good. It took Bigley a year and a half to get this done. We've got all the tests, published studies, third-party top scientific groups that test products. It is amazing, and it's fast flow. You owe it to yourself, your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors. It's a great gift to get this, and it does 180 long showers until you get the replacement filters that we sell that cost $30. Now, obviously, it's at full capacity for 180 showers, okay, and cuts things out up to 99%. Our gravity fed does it to non-detectable, basically 100%. You can't legally say that, but they say non-detectable. This is fast flow, so it's just 99%. I'm sorry. But it massively mitigates at 99%. The chlorine, the fluoride, just all the forever chemicals that are in the water table, that are in the municipal things, toilet to tap, many of the big cities recycle sewage water with all the drugs that get put in there, and it goes right through. That's all the studies. Our water is one of the biggest things affecting us. Don't bend your gender. Filter your water yourself, and you absorb it through your skin in the shower, in the bath. You absorb it into your lungs when you're inhaling it, the chlorine alone. You put a fish in regular tap water, it dies in a few hours. It kills all your gut flora, you name it. Everybody needs to be on probiotics as well. You need to get this filter. Now listen, leading competitors sell systems for $150, $120 that aren't even as good as this. This retails for $130. Bailey's selling it for $99, but it is less than $70, was it $60-something bucks, for VIP members. And I can tell you, they're making almost nothing on that. That's why everybody wants to be a VIP. $30 a month to be a VIP. You get instantly $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of everything like this. You instantly save 30-something bucks when you're a VIP right there getting this. 5,000 came in. We used to sell as a sponsor one that was excellent in the highest level. This is a little bit better. They took it to another level. They sent to this big, you know, top factory. It took years to get this done. Got all the tests done on different systems. I told them I want the best. Okay. And then they said, can you make it even better? The flow's better. It cuts out even more than anybody. Right now, we believe this is the best shower filter on the market. We've got the studies. We've got the test. I already showed them in the first hour. They're there on the site. Get it now, and it funds the operation. But at 60-something bucks for this for VIPs, it is insane, okay? At $99, it's a great deal. And again, if you don't want to replace the filters every 180 showers, or every 180 days, it starts not getting at all out of there, but it goes longer. I mean, I replace mine and with a unit that's almost as good. Now I'm going to use these about every 6 months. I got, you know, a bunch in under the cupboard. They're in the bathroom, you know, three or four extra replacement filters. You just screw off the front. It's real easy. You just screw off the front right here. Just pop your filter in, and then this is just the, you know, good-looking shower head, and it's got the little froggy from our Save the Frogs. You know, they're getting gender bent, trans, hermaphroditic, gay. Literally, they just don't have sex with females anymore. They just have sex with males. And it's causing frogs to become extinct, a bunch of different species of them. And the media tried to make a joke about that, but of course, I've been proven right. I've been talking about it for decades. So this is really a great little system right there. We show you the HD of it. We've got, yeah, look at that B-roll right there. And you can look up the happy little froggy every day. You're taking a shower and know that you're also cleaning up the water that goes down the drain and into the water table. You know, just every little bit counts, but really you're doing it for yourself and your family. Now, if you want to have forever chemicals and you want to be soaked in all this poisoning that goes to your skin, and you know, you want to breathe this stuff in, knock yourself out. But if you have children, you 100% should be doing this, ladies and gentlemen. They're also working on a big adapter, but the problem is there's so many bath heads out there. You can just get an adapter for, you know, probably 10, 20 bucks at Home Depot or Lowe's or maybe, you know, Ace. That's owned by some private person. That's why I like them. But some little hardware store, or they can order it. You can get an adapter for your bath. And then this is just the standard one that goes on a shower head. So get an adapter from your bath to a shower head and put this in your bathtub. It is, because I love baths. It's really, that's what I've got at my house. It's really, really important. This is amazing. I just replaced my filters with it, thealexjonesstore.com. It is over the top, amazing. It is the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head, and we've extended it one more day. It ends tonight at midnight, so you got less than 12 hours. You got like 9.5 hours, 3 minutes, at thealexshowstore.com to buy one, get one free on our best-selling supplements like Ultramethylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, our Shilajit capsules that are incredible, up to 60% off on all the other supplements, and 50% off on apparel, the widest selection, and we have the new limited run 250th anniversary coin that is a fundraiser so we can hire more crew and get more talk show hosts and reporters. I want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was, and that is about you coming through and getting great products at the same time, so we can do it together. But the big 250th anniversary sale, people keep asking me to extend, will end tonight 100%. We have to, because a bunch of products are about to sell out. So get the coins before they sell out. Get the water filters, shower heads before they run out, because it's limited runs, and we'll never print more of these coins. So get the coins now.
And a microscopic tag being planted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder to put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the, you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices.
Old Possum bringing us in.
Since the day that I was
George
born,
Jones.
There were voices that told me right from wrong.
Let's go to your phone calls. Bill, Bart, John, David, Rob, No Lock, and many others. Bill in Pennsylvania wants to talk about sharing my broadcast with people that disagree. I'd love to hear about that. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex. So I was chatting with my cousin, who previously I'd never been able to make any headway with, just always disagreed with everything. But now that, you know, Trump's gone a little sideways, there's some things that we can agree on. And so I mentioned to her, I said, well, hey, why don't you listen to the Alex Jones Show? And anything you disagree with or anything that you think is outrageous, listen for 2 weeks. You got to listen at least more than at least a week, you know, 2 weeks, because you cover so many topics. But anything you disagree with, anything you find outrageous, write it down, look it up, and then get back to me. And so I just figured, you know, that's a challenge that other listeners can do. Like, you know, if you start to notice that you're starting to find common ground because there's things you disagree with Trump on, you know, it could be a great opportunity to bring people to the broadcast.
Absolutely. Have you got any feedback?
I haven't. Yesterday was the first day she was supposed to listen. So then also what I was hoping that you could do is give maybe like a little pitch to anyone who might be listening for the first time or something that I can share with her that can kind of maybe grab her attention.
Sure, I'll do it right now. On screen, please. Put me on screen. I'm gonna address his, did you say it's your cousin or your, who is it?
My cousin, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the cousin of Bill. I assure you that if you will just research what I claim, you will find out it's true. And Trump overall is a distraction. Gavin Newsom's a distraction. These people at the end of the day have just been absorbed by the system. And the real power is people like Bill Gates. If you'll just go search, Bill Gates talks about depopulating the earth. Bill Gates talks about depopulating Africa. Bill Gates talks about reducing the world population. It's mad scientists that are running the whole show. Just type in CIA director Brennan admits geoengineering projects. That's chemtrails. And he'll admit they've been doing it for decades. He'll admit that it's illegal, so they don't tell Congress about it. And he's on C-SPAN admitting this. And then think about how you see national news say people are crazy that believe that, even though we have the Department of Energy admitting they're doing it. They don't call it chemtrails. They call it geoengineering. And they are spraying aluminum salts, barium, radioactive isotopes. The soils are getting poisoned. Plants are dying. Bill Gates says he wants to block out the sun. He's involved. Now, that sounds crazy, but it's real. That's a good place to start. And then understand why you've been psychologically inoculated. Most people have. I'm guessing you have. That Alex Jones is a bad guy that pees on dead kids' graves. Nobody ever peed on the Sandy Hook graves. Nobody went to their houses and harassed them. It's all just BS to demonize me. Okay? So they don't want you to look at what I'm talking about. They don't want you to look at Canada and the Netherlands, where they're now euthanizing 12-year-old kids that the state takes who say they're depressed. That means killing them. They don't want you to understand that the mega corporations pose as liberals and claim they want to love everybody and take care of everybody because they want to domesticate you and control you with a social credit score, universal basic income. They don't want you to remember they lied to you and said the COVID shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it. Now they admit it erases your immune system and attacks your body. And even if you don't believe that, you should go research. They've had congressional hearings now admitting it. Because this is deadly dangerous if you don't understand that and if you don't get engaged. We never thought Trump was perfect, but the system came after him. And in his first administration, he was trying to operate at least outside of the system. Didn't mean it was all perfect. Now he's gone sideways. And you notice people like myself have become critical because we have integrity. Take Mondami and the socialists and the communists. It's the same story offering you a free lunch. Do you really believe that's going to happen? Biden said he'd make all the student loans obsolete. Did he ever do that? No, he didn't. It's lies. It's like putting a worm on a hook. You're not giving the fish something. You're giving it a 10-cent worm because you're about to get 2 pounds of meat or 3 pounds or 5 pounds of meat. You're not giving a mouse a piece of cheese when you put it on the mousetrap. You're trying to kill the mouse. And if you look at things from that perspective and study history and actually go read what the Club of Rome is saying or go read what the WEF, World Economic Forum, is saying, they're saying you're going to own nothing and be happy. They're saying they're going to make you eat bugs. And they're already, with the big food producers, putting it in to the food without even asking you. And bug protein is highly toxic. Their exoskeletons give you cancer. I mean, I can go on and on. So just look at the medical tyranny and look at the eugenics-based system of that. And you look up Google releasing 62 million mosquitoes that have been engineered to put a bacteria into other creatures that sterilize it. Those are flying syringes. They violate the Nuremberg Code against uninformed, violating people's consent. And, I mean, there's a trillion different angles here that we could get into and talk about. But understand that the globalists say there's too many people. They don't care about you. They tell you you're a victim. They tell you men are out to get you. They tell you that you're being victimized by classes of people that aren't even organized and have nothing to do with your life. It is the mega corporations. It is the mega banks that are running all this. And if you then go, well, see, Mondami's against them. No, it's the colleges are funded by the establishment. They're promoting the communism. They're promoting the Islamification of the country, where they marry, you know, 9-year-olds and get them pregnant, and where they throw gays off buildings. Think about the fact that worldwide, the big corporations are funding what they call the left. It isn't even liberal. It's a tyranny. And that doesn't mean that the so-called conservatives are much better. They've just got constituents that aren't as pro-establishment. But Trump is becoming more pro-establishment. Trump is openly letting foreign powers come in and try to run our country. And so that's a major issue. So, I mean, it's trying to talk to somebody who's, you know, been pre-programmed that I'm bad. I just have to say, if you'll actually just listen to the show, see what we do, see what we cover. I covered earlier, the Amish lived to 86 on average. The non-Amish lived about 72, 73. We used to live to 78 just a few decades ago. We're dying. IQs are dropping. We're the fattest, most unhealthy people in the world. And every other country that becomes industrialized with the Roundup and all these chemicals is following the same trend. We're being killed. And if the Amish live to 86 and don't take any vaccines, why did a federal court of appeals in New York say we're going to force you all to take a shot? Can the state really make you take something? 68 different shots? And if it's so good, why are they so healthy and we're not? Again, does the state really have the power to put whatever big pharma with all they've been caught doing in your body? Is that really what you want? Is that really a sacrament of being in the left? So just understand that if you'll just research what I'm saying, you'll find out it's all true and worse than I'm saying. And then I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what to do. I'm saying I just believe in all of you, old, young, black, white, male, female, you name it. If you will simply research this, I believe in you, and then you'll know to research it with others and get them to research, and then we can collectively, in an informed way, make decisions about where we want to go in the future. I believe in you. I believe in Team Humanity. I believe, as Thomas Jefferson said, that if you truly inform and educate the public how the world really works, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. So that's basically my quick message. I appreciate your call, Bill. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the automobile. which has always been the symbol of freedom since the 50s. You know, people used to go on those.
100%.
And the deep state is trying to take those away from us through insurance.
Oh, I'll say that to the last lady. Did you know decades ago they got kill switches, cameras, and trackers? Now it's the law that there's kill. You're worried about flock cameras? I am too, but your cell phone's listening to you even when it's off. The cars now by law have kill switches and are watching you. Sorry, go ahead.
And this dovetails in what I want to say. Still cars. Alex, I used to be a cab driver before Uber and Lyft back in the 80s and 90s. And when I was a cab driver, I was cash only, and so was everybody else.
100%.
They put us out of business by design because Uber and Lyft are WEF partners, and they put – I even have my own company.
The WEF says soon no one will own a private car. That is the plan. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. You know what else they did? You see, in the city of Atlanta, we have CPNC numbers. It's like a medallion in New York City. In New York City, they went for millions of dollars. Fathers handed them down to sons. And they conspired with state legislators, paid them off, and that now they have Uber and Lyft and put the cabs out of business. And they cut the wage by 75%, too, by the way.
Exactly. All of this is mega corporations coming in to take over the economy, to take more and more of our rights. Most of this stuff is not innovation. It is conglomeration, vertical integration towards a post-human world. We're being made obsolete. Our powers, the new cars don't even have keys. They don't even have buttons to open the door. They don't even have levers. It's all about you're a prisoner. They can lock you down whenever they want.
Yes, sir. And please go to the alexjonesstore.com/redneck with capital R and get that methylene blue, the iodine, and all that other good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, I always forget, and somebody should promote more. In fact, I'm going to cut ads and relaunch this. I'm going to cut promos. We have 10% rev share off the top. It's not 10% of the profit, because sometimes the profit's, some of the stuff's lost leaders when you do sales. 10% off the sales price off the top when you become an affiliate. You just go sign up for free at thealexjonesstore.com in the affiliate program, and then if you've got a website or a YouTube channel or an X channel or, you know, Reddit, whatever it is, you just put links up under your post about something else. Hey, check out Methylene Blue here. It's discounted or whatever the sale is. And then you put your thealexjonesstore.com/redneck, and that's his. And then, boom, some people are making thousands of dollars a month. A lot of folks, you know, the average making hundreds. I mean, this is hit your whole email list, your family. Say, hey, this stuff's great. It's not like MLM because you're just getting right off the top, folks. This is a great deal. All right, let's go back to calls. Thank you, Bart. Let's go to John in Arkansas, where Bigly, our great sponsor, is based. John, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Fighting hard, brother. I'm leveled up. I'm just fired up.
That's great. I got to tell you, I appreciate everything you do. And last year, I had a cold for 3 weeks. I took Ultimate Life Force for 2 days. Gone. Fantastic product. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was how I feel like ever since back in 2016 when Trump got elected and I saw how they just like took him out for everything he was trying to do, that's when I woke up and I realized, listen, all these politicians, they're just mobsters. They're not in charge of anything. They're controlled by all the big companies. And they're doing everything that they're told to do by them. So no matter who we vote for, because we get a mobster either way. And Trump learned how to be Trump from mobsters in New York City. So he's the best at it. He sits here and he tells us, oh, I'm doing this for you and I'm doing that for you. And trust me, I'm so glad it's not Kamala Harris and it's him. But we're still not getting what we asked for. Why in God's name is Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates not been drawn up in quarters and everybody gets a lash and a tablespoon of salt to throw at their asses? They are the most evil people on earth. It's unreal. Next, I would like to say that, like, Israel is the worst little brother you could ever ask for. They're sitting here going to school, picking fights with all the biggest jocks. I'm making an analogy. They're picking fights with all the biggest jocks in school and saying, my big brother will kick your ass. Worst little brother ever. We don't need them. They're not helping us. It's
Yeah, and I hate to agree with Newsom, but, you know, they dunk on us with this. The governor of California mocks Netanyahu. They couldn't take down Hamas, and yet they want to change the regime in Iran. Yeah, it's they want us to go do that for them. Great points. I appreciate your call. Speaking of that, let me play this clip, go back to calls. This is Laura Trump, who I don't dislike. And, you know, this is Eric Trump's wife. And here she is with her Fox TV show and all the other shows she does. And she's like, I have no idea why people say Trump's controlled by Israel. I have no idea. It makes no sense. We have nothing to do with Israel. Israel openly brags they drug us into Midnight Hammer in this new war. Netanyahu brags the AIPAC's most powerful lobby. They're primarying people. Trump says, quit saying you're the boss. He said that on Truth Social 2 days ago. I'm the boss. Netanyahu said, I'm coming to see you this week. Trump says, I don't know about that. He just sidelined Zelensky and wouldn't even let him speak at the NATO thing. Good. So, but she's like, this is crazy. This just comes out of nowhere. Well, your dad knows it's going on and is now addressing it, at least with rhetoric. So don't talk to us like we're stupid, Laura. Here she is.
There have been a lot of these, at one time, very influential people who were huge Trump supporters, who were very strong in terms of their support for, you know, the conservative movement, MAGA, all of it, who seem to have started peddling very crazy ideas out there, like that Donald Trump is a puppet of, you know, Israel, and that he's only doing the things he's doing to benefit Israel and Netanyahu. It's crazy stuff. I can promise everyone out there, there is only one goal in mind at the end of the day for this president. It is the best thing possible for the United States of America, period. End of story. But this sort of thing, where now we're a couple months away from midterm elections and you have someone like Tucker Carlson saying he's not voting for the Republicans in, you know, the House and Senate race.
Guys, Trump's probably said 50 times I've seen the last 6 months that he's going to go to war with Iran for Israel. He went to war with Iran for Israel. Just type in, Trump says I had to attack Iran. Trump says I had to launch attacks on Iran for Israel. You want to see the clips? In fact, the show's almost over. The War Room with Harrison Smith, War Room Live takes over. But in post, have one of the crew, when we upload this to X and to Rumble, the clips of the show, add a couple of clips of Trump recently saying, I had to do this war for Israel. I mean, she's like, this is crazy. You know, these once influential people like Tucker Carlson, well, why are you talking about us if we're not influential? Lady, come on, stop it. Come on. If you're going to BS people, just don't do it, okay? If you just, I'm trying to give you a tip. I want to win the midterms. Stop gaslighting us. Stop peeing on us and telling us it's raining. Stop crapping on us and telling us it's, you know, throwing dog crap at us, telling us it's chocolate ice cream. It ain't Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream, sweetie. Okay. Okay. Israel's bragging. Netanyahu in the last few weeks said he runs things. Okay. Now your dad's starting to say, no, you don't. That's good. Okay. But then don't go back and just say, you people are crazy. She's like, what's the country? Israel? Yeah, Israel. You can pull a headline up real quick. Just type in, Trump says he attacked Iran for Israel. I know it's going to come up because I've seen it 50 times. Different clips. I mean, it's like diarrhea of the mouth. At least he's being honest about it. So, man, wow, lady, that's not a good move. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. Please hear me out before you say anything, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Brief.
Okay.
You have this power that really influences people.
Okay. You're doing my pet peeve. You're doing prefaces with me and going, hey, you're going to let me talk? Now, hold on. You got this. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you need to get my number and call me because I have the solutions. Okay. The first time I called, you labeled me as a Q-tard. And the second time I called, you labeled me as a sovereign citizen. Neither is true. You interrupted me and asked Stuart Rhodes what he thought, and he went on about paperwork to avoid prosecution in these British courts. This is not what I was talking about. There are two different systems here. What I'm trying to get across is that we, the state assemblies, are the verified state government and have been called back into session. We have the documentation to prove it. What we need to be doing now is to correct our political status with our American government, which was changed through our birth certificates and subsequent paperwork. Once we do this, then we have the jurisdiction and standing to fill our vacant offices and bring our courts back into function and restore our federal republic and elect our president. When we do this, we will be recognized by the military, and they will then start taking orders from us. At this point, then, our subcontractors, Britain and Rome, in D.C., will have to honor their contracts, their constitutions, with us. We really need all the patriots who listen to you, Alex, to get on board, because ever since we were called back into session in 2019, the FBI has infiltrated us to stop us and are causing chaos to keep us off track, but have never arrested us because we are literally the American government who's restoring our American way peacefully. We need.
All right, I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. I can't in 2 minutes do a whole thing about this thing and that thing. We'll do some shows on that soon. Okay. I just said, it's always like, you interrupted me and you need to listen. I got the secret plan, blah, blah, blah. Well, then present it and save us. I love you. Rob in Florida. I'm trying to get a lot of calls here. Go ahead, Rob.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I love your products. Your supplements are great. Going to be re-upping pretty soon. And thank you again for all the hard work that you and your crew do. My topic today is, I pulled up an article yesterday. And I sent it to my friends and family, and I wanted to address it with you as well. The article had said that in the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York, the Islamic jihadists are invading the neighborhoods in the Catskill Mountains as we speak right now. What is going on is there are mosques that are sporadically going throughout the Appalachian Mountains. And there are thousands of jihadists that are hiding in these mosques. And my question is to you is, why is Trump not building up a task force to go into these mosques and clear out all these terrorists that are hiding in these mosques?
I mean, I meant to do a thing on that on the show today. They're burning down churches all over Europe. They're building mass mosques here. And I didn't see that article about the Catskills, but yeah. They're building thousands of mosques a year across the U.S., gigantic ones. And we got flooded by Biden, and they're up to 10,000 deportations a week now. That's still not enough, but that is the highest level. And so you're absolutely right, sir.
I've been posting a map, and you could go on Google. And it shows exactly throughout the whole Appalachian Mountains, because the Appalachian Mountains starts, well, it goes further, but in the United States, it starts in Maine and comes all the way down into the northern part of Florida. And there
Well, I mean, there's no doubt the entire Quran is about capturing and overthrowing countries. It's admitted their religion's about taking over. Like Sneeko saying, you will all be Muslims, we'll take over all your houses, you know, your women belong to us. By the way, I didn't respond to Sneeko. He claims I death threatened him yesterday. That was not what I did. I talked about I have a phobia of Islam, like I have a phobia of a rattlesnake or a spider. And that, and I said, you know, nonviolently, I think people that say they want to overthrow the U.S. Constitution and enslave us to a cult of pedophiles, they need to be removed from the country. There are a lot of Muslims that are nice people because they're backsliders. They're not real Muslims. Okay, there are a lot of Muslims that are nice, but the hardcore ones are the majority, and they're cancer. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush to get to your calls, but I should have just stopped taking calls because there's no way to do it justice when I just give you a minute or two. So I apologize to the last few callers. And as for the, you know, whatever you call those people that, I'm not saying some of what they're saying isn't true. I just want to argue, not a sovereign citizen, I'm not this. We need to do this and have this court and declare that, and it'll be, and I'm just like, you can't do that in 3 minutes. But open the phones up so we're going to get some of that stuff. I mean, it's not bad. It's just you can't really build Rome in a day. And I've studied the law and all this stuff intensely. And it's really hard in snapshots. So we probably should, you know, only do the sovereign stuff, like maybe do a whole show sometime or like 3 hours on it and just go, okay. And you go, don't call it sovereign citizen, whatever you want to call that. Okay. How we get our government back, how it really works, all that. Love you all. Appreciate you. The big mega sale engine at midnight. Take advantage of that. We're in a fundraising mode. And Harrison Smith's coming in with all the news and all the clips and the guests. He kicks ass. The War Room live now. Be sure to tune in and be sure to share it. I got a bunch of special reports coming up. I'll follow today at the Alex Jones Show live. We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists in Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.